Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wandered back to the dressing room, and our entourage met us, smiling faces. Bob Eastman, Club Soda Kenny, Keith, and our significant others at the time. They were all congratulatory, telling us how well we had done. Opie was very quiet. I don't think he was mad. I think he knew he couldn't have handled that as well and was disappointed that he didn't get a chance to be more involved. Oh, hi! I'm sorry, I didn't realize that the best show had started. I was just in the middle of reading my copy of Permanently Suspended by Anthony Cumia. Well, I guess I got to put the book away and start the show. Welcome to the best show, right? 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 I said, welcome to the best show, right? No, not you. I'm doing it to delay before I got the sound effect going, Mike. Come on. Guy's out of his element. Welcome to the best show. It is the show that everybody loves, and it is here for another Tuesday night installment. And my name is Tom, and I'm the host of tonight's episode of the show. And oh, we're gonna have fun tonight. We got Julie Klausner is coming in the studio, and we're gonna help you with your pick your karaoke song, your ultimate karaoke song. We'll help you do that, and we'll do a lot more, and it's gonna be a fun show. And you know it, and I know it, so let's start the show, right? It can't be a fun show unless we start the show, so let's start the show. What are we waiting for? Huh? I ask you, what are we waiting for? Absolutely nothing. It's time to start the show. We start it when we start it, and it is time, and I check the old clock on the wall, and it says, start! So I say to you, let's, without further ado, start the best show.
Jack in Lakewood, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Bob Kraft, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's what not what you asked to call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two, I have not. But you know what? You're just a jerk for even calling up the show and wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island. What's up, Brian?
You made me listen to Danzig and Black Sabbath and Slayer really loud.
Hi, I'm Jonah Ray. Check your scruples at the door, because this is Drinking for Free on the Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living.
I was fired. I was fired. I was fired. I was fired.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years. Hi, I'm Jonah Ray. Check your scruples at the door, because this is Drink for Free on the Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living. Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
Oh, wow.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No more fan mail. Thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Mike in Floral Park, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. Sorry.
Come on. You don't?
No, I don't wear caps, so I don't wear hats. But that's
I remember in 76 you had one on.
No, you don't remember that, Mike, because I did not. I don't wear one. Sorry. So, you know, you weren't there in 76, so what are you talking about?
Hey, Mike, I have a question about Murphy. You've got to admit that this guy's doing...
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it?
In my moment of glory!
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Thank you.
You feel the tension? I can. I can feel it down in my plums. You get a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market.
You got a customized license plate?
No.
You should get 5150, man.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Anyway, I'm in the band.
I'm back here on Tuesday night. What's going on? It's the best show here on a late, hot August night. Just like our guy, Neil Diamond, said. Remember that, Mike? What song did he say hot August night in? Yeah, of course you don't. Sorry, it's not a jam out. Sorry, Neil Diamond gets to it within 30 seconds. He starts singing. In the way for the rest of the band to figure. I almost cursed. Oh my goodness. This is... I gotta get my head straight. Yeah, Neil Diamond doesn't take 8 minutes to start singing. Like, these jam bands that Mike's so into. Now look, Mike, I know you... I don't even know that you hated... I'm sure you hated the Quentin Tarantino movie. I'm sure of it. I never heard you say two words about it. I'm sure you hated it. Right? You hated it, right? Yeah, of course. But you got to admit, there's why do you go see it? You knew you were going to hate it before you walked in the theater, right? He's your Kevin Smith now. He's your new Kevin Smith. No, come on. But you can admit this, Mike. It's a good soundtrack. Oh, he didn't like the soundtrack. Sorry. Well, we're supposed to listen to, we're supposed to listen to Dark Star when he's driving around Los Angeles in 1969? What? All right. You and Grill Marcus can go jump in a lake with that. Grill Marcus, I saw him moaning about the soundtrack. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All these terrible bands. I mean, like rock groups? At least rock groups you don't like? Yeah, you're right. You don't like... Oh, okay, I'm talking now, Mike. This is not your show. It's my show. Well, it's our show. It's not just my show. Well, it's kind of my show right now. But it's our show. It's all of our shows. But I'm talking right now. That's kind of my show. No, you know what I mean. Look, I'll bring in a second, Mike, to hear you moan about this movie. And also, I got a thing. A listener sent me a thing, Mike. I got a thing. I got you flagged on something. Yeah. Oh, you get ready. No, not a tweet. You get ready, Mike. Let's just say, I now have probably your first call to the show. Somebody found it. But first, let's get to the business at hand. We just heard the Knots from their album 3, the third Knots album. They're so good. They're so great. It's a song called Low on Knots 3. It's on Goner Records. Can't beat it, man. Knots are heavy duty. They're not messing around. The phone number 201-332-3484. And let me just get right to this. Where is this dumb thing? Yeah, some listener found it. Here we go. Let me find it here. This might be it. Hold on. Wait. Shut that off. Everything's bugging me tonight.
Crap that he plays out there, do you?
You know, it's
like, what are he?
Sound familiar, Mike?
Remember
what did you play in?
I never heard it. It's your first call.
WFMU. And Ronnie, it is 3-0 right
all,
now.
Listen to that squeaky voice I had going on then. WFMU, like talking all head. No, now I talk from my chest. I got no bones about it now. I got a good voice now. I thought I did then, but I didn't. WFMU. Yikes. Where's the play on this stupid... Oh.
WFM.
See? Ugh! No wonder they left that station. Stupid player doesn't drive me up the wall.
Okay, here's another call. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I got one for Hot Rockin' Ronnie.
You like Hot Rockin' Ronnie?
Yeah, I gotta say, I liked his...
I'm more consumed with myself right now on this, Mike. I'm so excited that somebody sent me your first call. I don't care about it right now. WFMU, so you're excited about Hot Rockin' Ronnie's first call? That it's 3-0. Hot
classic rock. You know, I'm not a big fan of what he's doing today, but you know, he knew how to rock it.
I'm rocking it new style here. Check this out.
Okay.
This is a very funny call.
I'll have to give this
some
time.
Capitan. That's another Lance Williams track.
Okay.
My good friend, I do appreciate that. Now,
okay, Ron.
Tell me that you like the crap that he plays out there, do you?
You know, it's...
Like, what did he play tonight?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
What did you play tonight?
Well, at least some things haven't changed. Mike having no idea what happened earlier in the show. 2001 to 2019, Mike. Mike, that's not you. You say that's not you. Is that Mike? Do you think that's Mike? All right, that's what I want to see if people... We're going to vote whether it's you or not.
I played some a band called Love, a band called Tram.
Tram.
You know, it's good stuff, you know, but I still dig the classic rock.
It doesn't sound like you. It doesn't even remotely sound like you, but it did earlier. Was it you and some other guy trading off, Scream style, like the plot of Scream? Sorry, spoiler alert. You had 20 years to watch it. They traded the mask every once in a while. It's kind of a smart ending. You sure it wasn't you, Scream style, switching off with some guy? Because... Yeah, it's not you. Okay. Ugh! Oh, I see this number on line one. Yikes. Come on. You know that Pet Shop Boys song they did with Dusty Springfield, Mike? Do you know what that song's called? It's called What Have I Done to Deserve This? And I think it's going to be my new theme. When I see this call, let's just do it. It's like the cold shower you take in the morning. You get the worst part of your day over with. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Bob Cruise, how are you?
I'm great. Is this Avalanche Bob?
It sure is. Bob 33, Avalanche Bob, Robbie Cruise, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, I love it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom.
What do we got? What do you got for me? What do
you got?
Well,
you got the karate. You're looking for your best karate song, I believe. Not karate. A karaoke song?
Karaoke song, yes. Have you done karaoke?
Yeah, sure. I did it with Owen Klein's father, Kevin Klein. We did a birthday party.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't get to associate with these people. You're rolling with Kevin Klein.
Owen's party, Klein's party, yeah, birthday party.
Guess my invite got lost, huh?
Yeah.
Guess my invite got lost on that one.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun.
What song did you do?
Oh, we did a couple of songs. I think we did, songs by, Come On Baby, Light My Fire. That was one by,
The Doors.
Yeah, The Doors. Slam the door, man.
Slam the door, yes, on that band.
Elvis, yeah. Hang on down, dog. Yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're looking for you want somebody to sing your favorite karaoke song?
No, I'm just looking to help people with their karaoke songs. Oh, see what they think, you know.
Well, here's one. Kickery kick, kalacha nap, kickalabalica, and a banana kabalica balica dance. I'm only joking.
Wait, what song is that?
I'm just kidding around. Yeah. Well, if you knew Peggy Sue, you know that one? That's a great one. The Doors, of course. Michael Jackson. And the Thriller, yeah.
Sure, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you, Avalanche Bob?
Okay, Tom, what's going on with me? I'm working everything I can and to the Superboard Revolution, which I think, with so many things can be with this. It's going to be as big as the WWE. It can, I got characters, comic books, ideas, all kinds of things for this. And, you know, another album coming out. We'll be working on a new album pretty soon.
Cool.
I got a little part in Owen's movie coming out.
Yeah. And that's exciting.
Yeah, things are going good. You want to hear a little song or something?
Sure, let's hear a little song. How about that?
How about I show how you can put yodeling into regular songs?
Okay.
but you can't come in. Leave a knocking, but you can't come. Woo-hoo! Leave a knocking, but you can't come in. Come right around, I'm trying. Oh! Leave a number, but you can't come. Woo-hoo! Are you loving, but you can't come in? Are you loving, but you can't come in? Come back tomorrow night and try again. Baby, 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 punk in the air. Rockin' up the punk in the air, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. I love it.
Yeah,
what
you can do with that. We can put yodeling. That's another thing I do. Yodeling punk in all the songs like ba la la day, yeah, ba la ba ma la ma, everything.
Yodeling punk. I love it. No, this is great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Tom. So great to talk to you, man.
It's great to talk to you, and you have a great night. And
you too, man. You're the best. Rock on, man.
Rock on. You rock on.
Superboard Stormman says hello. He might come in to see you next week.
Well, let's see. Let's see. I might not be here next week. We'll find out.
Oh,
this might be
okay.
This might be the final episode of the show. We're going to find out.
What?
And we'll see. Song's going. I remember brought Dusty Springfield back. The Pet Shop Boys, one of the many things they've accomplished as a great band, and they deserve so much credit for so much stuff. One of my favorite bands ever. You don't like it? Go kick rocks, as they say, right? Which is actually a euphemism for just a dirty word. Best Show. Hi. Oh.
Hey, this is Ethan in West Philly.
Ethan in West Philly. What's up, Ethan?
A beautiful night here in West Philly.
I got to rebrand this guy. You're bringing some low energy, and I'm rebranding callers now.
Give it to me.
What's you're Ethan from West Philly? Give me 15 seconds of what you were going to say on the show tonight.
Hey, it's Ethan in West Philly. Just hanging out with my buddies. It's a beautiful night.
Uh huh. Okay. Okay. Cool. So you now, your name is Rocky, okay?
Rocky
from Philadelphia.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Okay.
Like Rocky, and you need to talk more like Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's do a little bit more of a rock. Who's laughing in the background there?
It's my buddy, Trev Philly.
And now let's start the call over. Best Show, hi.
Hey, this is Rocky from Philly.
Hey, Rocky, what's going on tonight?
I just got, running up some steps by the Art Museum.
Great. And this is what I'm going to need you to do, Ethan. I'm going to go back to calling you Ethan for a second. I need you to memorize the speech from the end of Rocky IV, where he's like,
mm-hmm.
It's something to the effect that if they could do it, then we could do it. Like something about world peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I need you to memorize that, and you're going to have to say that during any call you make, the speech from Rocky IV. And do a little, hey, yo, give me some of that. Okay. Best Show, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Rocky from Philly.
Give me a yo.
Hey, yo.
Now give me a, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah. Now start talking about how your name is, you play Dr. Drake Ramore on Days of Our Lives. You're going to be kind of a Rocky Joey hybrid.
Hey, I'm trying to get this acting thing off the ground here. I played that doctor in Days of Our Lives. You've seen me.
Your name is now Joey Rocky, okay? Joey Rock. No, your name is Rocky. Rocky Tribbiani is your name now, okay? Rocky Tribbiani. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Rocky Tribbiani. I just moved from New York to West Philly,
And what's going on tonight, Rocky?
Well, I just was hanging out with my cool roommates and
Talk about the ducks.
Boxing.
Because you got to figure, you got a dog named Butkus, and you've got a duck also, because you're both characters, right? Because he also had a turtle. Didn't he have a turtle? Rocky had a turtle? Mike?
Yeah, my turtle and my dog are fighting again.
And remember Rocky sold his dog in Rocky I? First of all, no offense to dogs. I love dogs more than anybody. Is it really a seller's market for a dog? Their dogs are everywhere. You throw a rock and you hit it. Well, you don't throw a rock, literally. Don't do that.
Hey, what are you doing throwing a rock at my dog?
There you go. Yes, you got it figured out, buddy. Rocky Tribbiani from Philly, okay?
Hey,
Great call. Thanks, buddy. Great call. That's how we rebrand the callers. You like that, Mike? You see what I did with that? And also, I have to tell everybody that apmike.bandcamp.com is up and running, and it's a thrill over. They got Mike on Broadway, a new clip up there, a new performance track, and it's legitimately moving. It's great. And you did it with Jess Elsener. Great song. Well, not a song. It's a performance. It's like a spoken word piece. Pat pitched in. Glad you qualified it, that Pat pitched in. Yeah. Some people would say Pat engineered and co-produced it, but... Now, Pat, look, everybody's doing... I don't know why I'm in a crabby mood tonight, Mike. Well, I'm picking on you tonight. You know I'm picking on you? Because 17 years ago you called and you sided with Hot Rockin' Ronnie over me. Why'd you do that, Mike? That was not you. You're sure that was not you. When's the first time you called the show? The Dinosaur Jr. called. Does somebody have that? Okay. Well, can somebody send it to me? It's out there. What, my collector? Mike, I am the show. I don't need to, like, that's that whole thing. You know, you see these, like, there's these, I got to say this. First of all, fans of baseball, one dumber than the next with these baseball fans. And these guys will be like they'll ask like this guy. There's this guy on the Yankees. His name's Aaron Judge, right? And he hits home runs a lot. But he's like a young guy. And then like they'll ask him about Lou Gehrig. And he'll be like, yeah, I don't exactly have everything memorized that Lou Gehrig did. And then these baseball fans, this guy is a disgrace. He doesn't know who Lou Gehrig. What do you want? You want him to learn Yankee history or learn how to hit baseballs? Which one do you pick? One. He can learn one. You want him to memorize Yankee trivia? Great. He'll do that all day, but he won't practice hitting baseballs. Is that what you want? He doesn't need to know baseball because he is baseball. He is baseball. He don't need to be no student of that. Memorizing stats. He is baseball. He's on the continuum. He moves the thing forward. As boring as it is, he's one of the people moving it forward. And it is boring. You ever hear that one saying, Mike, about baseball where it's like the person who stopped drinking went to the baseball game? And then they're just like, wait, this is what baseball is? This is boring. It's pretty boring. I don't know. But I'm like that for the show. I am the thing. I don't need to go, what, I got to go download a Dinosaur Jr. call? Mike moaning about Dinosaur Jr. in 2003 or whenever it was? No, Mike. I am it. I don't need to be no student of it. I breathe this thing 24/7. I can't shut this thing off. You don't think I wish there was an off switch on this? I can't leave the this at the office. I am the office. Eight seasons of The Office, right? I think it was 8 seasons. I'm all of it. I'm Robert California. I'm Andy. I'm every one of these characters. I'm all The Office. I am The Office. So, yeah. So maybe I don't memorize when Mike's first call was. But you know what? So be it. So be it. It's hot in here. Is it hot in here? You hot? Hot? You can just shake your head yes or no. I don't know. Do you not have skin? You can make a decision. I asked you a question. No, you're saying no, it's not hot in here. Ay, ay, ay. It's like pulling teeth. It's like pulling teeth. Best show, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking? Welcome.
It's Teresa from Kentucky.
Teresa from Kentucky. What's going on in Kentucky tonight?
Well, in Kentucky, I just finished being in a one-act play for summer shorts at the theater workshop of Owensboro.
You were in a one-act play?
Uh-huh, for a shorts festival.
For a shorts festival?
Yeah.
Like shorts, like jean shorts? It's not a Kevin Smith shorts.
Well, they usually put hibiscus
festival
flowers on the shorts on the posters.
Mm-hmm. I was in a jorts festival, and I did a scene from Chasing Amy.
Shorts like jean shorts.
Yes. Now
I always use. Oh
no! Okay, go ahead, Teresa. I'm listening.
Yeah, when I was learning Japanese, I used to get tripped up on the difference between jeans, jean pants, and jean shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Jipan is jeans," I think, but I was always accidentally saying "jipansu," which would actually mean like denim underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Because pansu is like the British use of pants; it's like a loan word from British pants, which is underwear, and. So, like, I cracked up more than one native speaker saying jipansu. And then I looked up recently, like, is this really a thing? And jipansu is actually a thing. Somebody thought of it eventually.
That's not even a thing. That's,
Yeah.
No, but what, so what was the name of this play again?
Oh, the play that I was in was titled Final Frontier.
Final Frontier. And is it a recent recently written play?
Yes, it's a new play by Micah McCabe, and he lives down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And seems to be a nice guy. I said hi on Facebook because I asked if I could tape the play, and I got permission to tape it.
And then you had to transcribe it, or?
Hmm.
How did you perform the play? Did you sit down and did he give you the script for it?
It's a play submission contest.
Okay.
There actually is a monetary prize for the best play.
How much
they
are we
do this
about?
Every February.
Okay.
And then the actual performances are in July, and there is a money prize for best play. You don't have to be from here. You can submit from around the world. We have a playwright from New Zealand who wrote a wonderful one last year.
What if I threw a play together? Could I get a play in this thing?
You could, actually.
How long should the play be?
No more than 20 minutes.
Oh, I can write that. When can I send it in, like tomorrow?
Submissions are usually in February.
Can you bend some of the rules for me?
I think the earliest you could possibly submit might be in January.
What if you said you found it behind a file cabinet? Like, whoops, we found this envelope. This is bad. The optics on this would be bad if we didn't submit this. Let this playwright, this budding young playwright, catch up and get his thing in. my play that I'm thinking should be about the MyPillow guy, right?
Yeah.
It would be
a popular character.
It's an elevator ride with where it's the MyPillow guy. It's who else should be stuck in the elevator? It'll be set in an elevator. It'd be the MyPillow guy, Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit. Who else should be in it? Who else should be in this play, Mike? Jim Belushi, the MyPillow guy, Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit, and then Betty White. That's who's in this thing, right? And they're all stuck. I don't want Betty White in this thing. She doesn't deserve this. Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit going to swap the MyPillow guy out for the dump cake lady. She's in it. The lady who sells dump cakes on late night television. Who else? Maybe Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, right? Or John Waters. What if it's an elevator with John Waters and Roger Waters in it, right?
That plus Betty White and the guy from Limp Bizkit.
And the dump cake lady and then we can put Eddie Murphy in it, too.
Is this elevator in Minnesota, like, the same locale as the MyPillow guy?
Well, I'm sure he moves around with his pillows, right? Those pillows are not very special. I know I've said it before. I tried one of those pillows at Bed Bath. Admittedly, I didn't lay my head on it. I smushed it at Bed Bath and Beyond. And some old guy was across from me. I was like, yeah, this is my pillow, huh? He's like, yeah. Like, doesn't seem like a big deal. I was like, nope. $50 for a pillow. Could you imagine? $50 for a chain pillow? It's not even like an artisanal pillow. There's like a chain. It's like if you went to McDonald's and it was $35 for a quarter pounder all of a sudden.
Did you get nostalgic for the memory foam pillow?
I did. Is that a joke? That you get nostalgic for a memory foam pillow? Get it. Your memory gets...
Well, I think his position is that you should give up the memory foam pillow, but I've experienced sleeping on memory foam, and I think it's pretty decent. I don't really understand his obsession with getting away from memory foam. Like,
well,
are there pellets in it?
I might say his obsession with getting rid of the memory foam pillow has to do with the fact that he's not selling memory foam pillows. He's selling my pillow. He might be slightly biased in that he stands to make a lot of money if you buy his pillow and no money if you buy a memory foam pillow.
Do you think it's been good for business for him, actually, when he can't keep up with the demand for pillows?
What if they made the... You know how they run out of Impossible Burgers, right? They run out of those, and then they run out of my pillows. What if they, like, accidentally switched them and then, like, people were eating my pillows, right? And laying their heads on Impossible Burgers. I didn't want to think about where Impossible Burgers come from. I'm going to barf if I do. They taste too good. I'm going to throw up if I do. What's that?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the protein is in Impossible Burgers. I haven't really researched that yet. And I'm wondering if it's the same thing that they're putting in Impossible Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggie chickens.
Maybe these things should be possible. Maybe that's a part of the problem. Seems like they're telling us there's a trick there. If it's impossible.
The follow-up question is, can you put veggie chicken in a pressure cooker? Because that was like half of the draw with Kentucky Fried Chicken. You should know I'm from around here where we originated it.
Half of the draw for Kentucky Fried Chicken is the free bathrooms, honestly.
The free what?
Free bathrooms. You can just go in, you just pull in the parking lot, you make like you're going to order, you make like your friend's in there already, or you look at the board. And again, why am I putting on a performance? You think I was in one of your 20-minute plays. That would be my 20-minute play. Watch Tom pretend that he's in the middle of a thing that isn't happening just so he can walk through a door or use a restroom. The show I put on, I tell you, it's a death of a salesman. I'm doing like death of a salesman in like a McDonald's, and people are just like, we don't care. We don't care if you spend money here. Just use the bathroom. Oh, hi. Oh, wait. Is my friend here yet? No, he's not. You're not meeting your friend at a McDonald's. Just go use... Hey, I'm here a little early. I'm supposed to meet two other people at two. Like, I'm adding a person to it. Okay. Two other... Like, I've done that at, like, barbecue places. Like, I've had to use the washroom driving down the highway. I'm just like, let me go in. And then, like, they have that, like, maitre d's table up front, little podium. How can we help you, sir? Oh, yeah, I'm here with a party of four. I think I beat everybody here. I'm just going to go check my phone for... Oh, do you have a men's room here before I just go see if they're... I'm going to see where they're at and how far away they are. I just want to see if... let me just quick just jump into the men's room before I do that. And, yeah, right there. They don't care. I go in, come back out, and then I pretend my phone rings. I'm like, hello? Uh-huh. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I'll go out front. I'll wave for you. And I run to my car and drive off like I got away with something. That is not healthy, what I just told you. Help me. Help me, Teresa. So, Kentucky. I'm going to see if I can name the states that border Kentucky. You ready for this?
Okay.
Tennessee, obviously.
That's one of them.
Tennessee's to the south, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say...
Music Town direction.
I'm going to say, does West Virginia touch Kentucky?
Just barely. We try not to touch them. Barely. But they're there.
So if West Virginia touches Kentucky, that means you have Tennessee, West Virginia, holy moly. Does Virginia touch Kentucky?
Yes, it does. Yes, that's the other side of Appalachia. Right. So like the border may be a cliff, but they're there also.
So it's Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, right?
Oh, I thought Pennsylvania was in your tri-state area.
I'm just wondering if the bot... No, wait, no, it doesn't. Pennsylvania doesn't touch it. It's not Ohio, right? Does Ohio touch Kentucky?
Yeah, although I get it. I sometimes do confuse Ohio.
Because Ohio touches Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania, Ohio touches Kentucky on the other side.
Buckeyes and cheese sticks could be right next door.
Anything, any other state? Am I missing? I'm missing a state to the west that would touch Kentucky, right?
State to the west. That would be
Missouri. Where
I catch the nearest Amtrak, which would be Carbondale, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. All right. I got some state memorizing.
Maybe kind of Missouri. I think you may be right about Missouri.
Okay. Thank you.
But I usually go through Illinois to get to Missouri.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Teresa. Anything you had to say before I took you down this flight of fancy?
Well, I thought I was going to talk to you about, like, Charles Manson movies and then get it back with karaoke.
Let's talk about – you want to talk about Charles Manson? Let's talk about it. Did you see the Quentin Tarantino movie?
I'm almost convinced. I was hoping you could psych me up to go.
Yeah, go.
Because, like, I was lamenting the fact that there are 15 Manson movies now.
Yeah, well, go see that one.
I really – deserve more time. You say you should go see that one. And I saw a tweet on Twitter that was the story of the movie, trying to spoil the movie for me in emoji.
Look,
and I thought, well, you know,
I'll say this. Do you want to see Clem Grogan in a movie? Scramblehead. Do you want to see Scramblehead on the big screen?
Scramblehead. What's Scramblehead?
Oh,
that's sorry.
Come on, Teresa.
I thought I was hip for knowing about these Manson movies.
No, Scrambleheads a second to third tier family member. Clem Grogan.
Scramblehead. Third tier family member. I thought I did my research.
Scramblehead's got a pretty prominent scene in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he with the dog? Like, there was a dog emoji on that tweet.
Teresa. You complained about somebody ruining the thing for you. You're starting to do the same thing for everybody else.
Well, but I couldn't tell which of the emoji and then was emoji Charles Manson. I want to know because if I'm texting...
Maybe you ask somebody not on the radio. You might want to not ask somebody on the radio those things and keep it... keep it private, right?
Well, I think that we're, like, people with antisocial personality disorder, probably like Charles Manson, are concerned that you really need to know what you're in for before going. I really want the movie spoiled for me, but I understand if other people listening to this don't.
Yeah, they don't. People generally don't want movies spoiled for them. I'm going to say that. If you can generally assume that people don't want a movie spoiled for them. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. You have a great night, Teresa.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
With the traveling show. You don't like that song, Mike? Neil Diamond. Like Solitaire. Well, that wasn't in the movie. You really hated that soundtrack. What, Paul Revere and the Raiders? No, they're not. They're not terrible. It's a great song. Sorry they're not 35 minutes long. Sweet Magnolia Mountain, wearing me brand new blue jeans. That's Ringo Starr and a Grateful Dead, playing with the Grateful Dead. That one's starting to catch on, too. People put clips together. Peace and love. Peace and love. I'm here with the Grateful Dead, and we're going to perform. If anybody is looking to record this concert, it will be trashed. Please do not record the concert. This next song is called Sweet Magnolia Mountain. Sweet Magnolia Mountain, wearing me brand new blue jeans. Yeah, look, I like how Mike. What is this with the? He's like, a hippie hater or something. That's a hippie. He doesn't like. I'm a hippie hater. He don't like the good music. He don't like rock music. You don't like rock music, Mike. It's okay. There's more for the rest of us. You know what I mean? Here, come here, Mike. Please come here. Sorry. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Here, Mike. Okay, here's some songs from the movie. Here's songs that were in the movie. Okay. You don't like this song? Oh, this one's okay. Well, hold on. I got to turn your mic. So this song's okay.
Yeah, This is fine. What was that in there for, about 2 seconds?
No, it's in there. Sorry. Well, I guess it's a length. How about this one? Bob Seger.
Yeah, Bob Seger's good. Yeah. I don't even remember these songs in the movie.
You don't remember when he's driving down the highway listening?
Well, that could have been like a good half hour of the film, right?
Well, no,
driving around. Yeah. Lots of driving around and walking around.
Yeah.
For fans of walking and driving movies, you know,
sure.
You'll love that movie.
Yeah. And then this.
All right.
Mike, this is one of the best songs ever. Not this one. Wait. Hold on. Now what's going on here? This is not it. Wait. Yeah, there it is. This one. Come on. Listen to this organ. Come on.
See, I don't even remember these in the movie.
What was in the movie?
I know, but it's like, was this during the orgy of violence at the end?
No. No? That was You Keep Me Hanging Off by Good Old Fudge.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And there's a Bayonne link to
Vanilla
Fudge. I played
three songs and you like the three of them. You like three songs so far.
Yeah, but they didn't stand out in the movie. I just remember lots of Paul Revere and the Raiders and was the Association or something. And sort of
I guess you don't like this song.
The Real Don Steele,
93 KHJ.
Totally intense. You hate this song.
No, I like
The Real Don Steele.
Yeah, there's four you like.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Get
this is nice. See? Hot All Tonight.
Yeah.
You like this one, right?
I didn't go deep with Neil Diamond.
That's not what I asked. I asked do you like this song.
It's okay for a Neil Diamond song. What was Marcus's criticisms? That it was too...
He said all songs were bad.
Lightweight, yeah?
No, he said they're just bad songs.
Bad songs, okay.
Where is this thing? I want to read this thing that this clown wrote. And this guy is a guy who, like... I guess he saw the movie in... I guess they were projecting the movie in Robbie Robertson's lower intestine for Grill Marcus to see it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I guess they were projecting it there.
Or maybe Martin Scorsese's house with the... windows blacked out, like the old days when they do coke all day and watch movies.
Let me find this thing. Listen to this. This guy moaning about this thing. Where is it? Where's the dumb... Grill Marcus has some dumb column.
That thing's still going. I didn't even know he was still doing a regular thing. Top 10 or something? Like,
I don't even know what this thing
he
is.
He used to do like 10 things.
Yeah, here it is. Here we go. Wait, is this it? Somebody send me the thing. I can't go look for it now. I got a show to do. So I played five songs. You liked five songs. You're five for five.
Mm-hmm. But those songs don't even really, they didn't stand out to me.
I can't help you didn't remember the movie, Mike. That's not on the movie that you couldn't retain what happened in it. Uh-huh. That's not the movie's fault, Mike.
But usually, you know, there's a good scene and, you know, uh-huh. music will be there and it's like, unforgettable.
Well, how about this song?
Yeah, Mitch Ryder.
Six for six. You like six? Yeah. I played you six songs from the soundtrack. You like?
He's
six.
Criticizing Mitch Ryder on the soundtrack.
Yeah,
really.
He said the only song he liked was the Rolling Stones' "Out of Time."
Yeah, I remember that.
Let me see if.
What did they play when the fascinating scene when Brad Pitt adjusts the antenna?
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite scene in a movie.
Oh, no, that was a good, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Or when he feeds his dog for the second
time.
Like the first time wasn't, you know, we didn't get it that he feeds this dog once in a while.
You know what I think you might want to check out, Mike? Marvel movies. You might want to check out superhero movies. You actually might, if this was too slow for you, I don't know what to tell you. You might want to check out Iron Man. Why don't you go watch Iron Man?
It wasn't.
I'm not putting Iron Man down. I like that. But I don't know why you think this was so wildly ponderous.
It wasn't that it's slow. It's that, like, the scenes are meaningless. Like, why did we have to go up and watch Brad Pitt adjust that antenna? What did that add to the story? You know, I mean, that he's a handyman?
Well, I'm not going to ruin the movie for people. No,
he looks good with his shirt off.
There's a clear point of it, but you, again, I can't, if you can't follow a movie you're saying is dumb, Mike, I don't know what to tell you.
No, you know what they like to say, and I think Tarantino sort of invented this phrase, a hangout movie. He always talks about Rio Bravo being a hangout movie. You just want to hang out with these characters. So he's taking it to the degree that it doesn't mean they have to do anything interesting because we're just hanging out with Brad Pitt adjusting that antenna.
Do you know which movie is also endless and has scenes that go on till the end of time? Is Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yes.
Also has scenes that never end.
But it's comical to the point how long the scenes go on. I find it funny. You know, the guy with the fly, you know, he finally traps the fly.
Well, so you find that funny?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay.
And it's about 15 minutes into the movie. Yeah.
But that movie, how long is that movie?
Oh, it's long. It's like 3 hours. Yeah.
It's longer than the Tarantino movie.
But it's everything's moving together, you know. It's flowing someplace.
For you.
For the viewer.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Tarantino's a big fan of that movie because I think he sort of rips it off in
everything he's ever
just
done.
Just about, yeah.
No, he
Inglourious Basterds, I think he sets it up like that.
Mike, you gotta. I don't know what you're looking for. You said the soundtrack stinks, and then I played you six songs from you. You're just like, yeah, all six of these are good songs, right?
All right, you got me on that. Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah.
The strings version. From what album, Mike?
It's,
you don't know what's going on. You
Metamorphosis.
Oh, Metamorphosis. Sure. Okay, yeah. That was sort of a greatest hits, wasn't it?
It was like an odds and
ends. Yeah. Never had that album.
All right, seven songs. I played you seven.
Okay.
How is that?
You've made your case. You've made your case.
Yeah, soundtrack's terrible.
I don't know why. I'll look up at the Grail Marcus thing.
Where is somebody? If there's a listener, can't send me that thing. You can't send it to me. I look at this. All I see is people talking about using McDonald's bathrooms. I go to Twitter. That's all I see. Apparently, that's the only thing that resonated on the show.
Okay.
And one person saying, listening now for Julie. This one person who's not, doesn't want me, apparently. You want some? It's right there. Then don't let Mike see where the money is. Yeah. So is Julie here? Well, come on in. That should be your entry music. Should be Hush. Not that I'm not telling you to hush, but that should be like good walk in music.
You're done talking about the movie?
No, not yet. We're not done talking about it. You can stay. Do you know Sammy? And she's saying she's gonna. How are you, Julie?
I'm okay.
It's good to see you. Right?
I feel like I should be backing into this.
Yeah. I don't know what Mike's talking about. First of all, I was very disappointed that Teresa from Kentucky called and was just like, I'm a pretty big Manson fan.
She didn't know who Clem was?
She didn't know who Clem Grogan is.
Grambleham?
Yeah.
Come on. Everyone knows Clem.
Next thing you're going to say, you don't know who Lots of Papa is. Right?
You got to know Lots of Papa. I mean, like, maybe if she didn't know Zizo Zizax.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Zizo Z Zad Frank Glutz.
Yeah.
Sadie Mae Glutz's child with, who'd she have the child with?
Charles Manson.
It was Charles Manson's father. Sadie Mae Glutz, a.k.a. Susan Atkins.
Yes.
Had a child with Charles Manson.
Yes. Blessed event.
And the name of the child was
Zizo
Z Zad Frack Glutz. Mm-hmm. Named by, I think, Charles Manson. I'm going to say that's his. I'm going to say, just imagine him going, your name is Zizo Z Zad Frack Glutz.
What about Weech?
Weech?
Weech was one of the girls. It wasn't Squeaky, was it?
Squeaky was.
It was Squeaky.
Yeah.
Look up Weech. O-U-I-C or S-C-H. Because I think that was the sound she made.
The Weech.
When George Spahn, like, pinched her rear end.
Ruth Ann Morehouse.
Yeah.
Well, George Spahn gave her the name Weech.
So that was not a Charles. Charles must have, like, approved. Charles. He must have approved
Charles. Let's show some respect also. It is Charles.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Isn't it? Could you imagine if that creep was around for the movie coming out?
He would have been invited to the premiere.
Yeah. Right? He would have walked in the premiere.
Yeah, was he still?
With Star?
Star. You said it. I was like, I'm not going to finish this sentence because it's too silly, but you did it
race.
For me. Yeah.
It's so funny that this guy is like the criminal scum mastermind mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. one of the 20th century, one of the ultimate creeps.
Yes.
And he still managed to get like
a hot young babe,
like tricked by somebody who was looking to like,
oh, you mean by Star to sell his ashes?
Yeah, exactly. Who was just looking to kind of like exploit his estate.
I hope she did. The estate. The Manson estate.
Exactly, the estate.
All of his assets.
Yeah, licensing him for commercials, right? For like a...
Pepsi, the new generation?
Yeah, like a Swiffer commercial.
Branding strategy now? Are they still like... I know they were doing like Ocher.
Yeah, they had the commercial with a friend of the best show, Alice Wetterland.
She was in that with Cardi B. Yeah.
She said, I'd like a Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, I think she has a stand-up special, just came out.
On Amazon,
right? Yeah, it's very good. I didn't get to watch it yet, but she's very funny. I'm looking forward to it. And, but yes, they had a commercial where they put Steve Carell and
yes.
Cardi B
yes.
and
Alice Wetterland.
Alice Wetterland, yes. And I think who else was in that commercial? Probably the MyPillow guy was in it also. That's why I had the association to put them together. It was
He woke up. He was like, "What?
Who? It was a dream."
He said, and then he drank a Pepsi first thing in the morning. Yeah.
Do you think he
is handsome? Yes.
The MyPillow guy.
Yeah. Like I like that he wears his, I like his blue shirts. I like that he wears a cross necklace in every photo, just in case, you know, we weren't sure where he stood on the front.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were a Satanist,
a man of God.
I wasn't sure if I wasn't sure if the MyPillow guy.
Yeah, I just like any man that wears jewelry while he sleeps.
You ever think it gets tangled in the pillow though?
Yes.
And he like wakes up, he's dragging a pillow. I got this pillow. One of my pillows is stuck to the
little bits of cotton, like connected to the chain.
He's like these stupid pillows.
But he has to moisten the cotton with his mouth for it to fall off the chain because it gets tangled if he pulls it. So he's like, oh, I've got to moisten it. And he lets it like sit in his mouth.
The My Pillow guy with his morning mouth.
Right? My morning mouth.
My morning mouth. That's my favorite band, actually. They were My Morning Mouth.
Mouth jacket.
My morning mouth jacket. They do you think the My Pillow guy has like a can of Pepsi that he goes to bed with? Like he opens a can before he goes to bed and then goes and has a few sips, falls asleep, and then like finishes like a flat soda in the morning.
I feel like he is someone whose job it is to put a fresh one on the nightstand because I think it's that crack that like gets him and then he's like, "Well, time to start the day."
Yeah, with a Pepsi.
Let me change into my day necklace.
Let me change into my day necklace and my day blue shirt.
you think you wear a pajama shirt?
What a weirdo wearing nothing but blue shirts. Can you believe what kind of crazy
person?
You wear
black ones too.
I wear
today
blue.
You're wearing navy, but you no,
I,
I've seen you in
wear
black.
Blue. I wear black blue. I wear polos. Cops wear less blue than I do.
Blue lives matter.
They really do.
Please don't take that out of context anyway.
Best show,
it's
hi.
It's going to be in the sound collage next week.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Julie. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, no.
I can't hear through my headphones.
You can't hear through the headphones?
Is this Pat?
Pant.
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 But I hear this sounds like a Walliner. Am I incorrect?
It does sound like a Walliner.
Pat, I can't hear
is it?
In my headphones.
Do we all sound that much alike?
Well, you don't sound that much alike, but I just know your voice, Zach, Z-Man.
Oh, I know. I was just saying, you know, for Julie's part that, you know, she could tell it was one of us.
Yeah, well, I think she was not saying like a wall, as if there's just like, as if
what
you
am
guys,
I missing? I can't hear a word. No. Will you just please tell him that moaning. I mean well,
yes,
and I'm a friend of the family.
I know you do. I'm not saying anything wrong.
She can't hear you. Why are you saying that? Wait, no, come on. She's cool.
Zach,
why would you say
wasn't.
That about her? She can't hear you right now, Zach. Come on, Zach.
Oh, God.
No, she is funny.
I'll just get
Zach.
The regular.
Why would you say she's not funny? Why would you say that, Zach? Julie can't even hear you say these things. Oh, that's just disgusting. You can't say that. Zach, why would you do that?
What am I missing? Oh, here, I can hear myself now.
Okay.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Julie, how's
now,
it going?
Now, apologize for the things you said that Julie couldn't hear.
I am so sorry.
Yeah,
I was
sounds like one
thinking.
Of them false apologies. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not sorry.
I said upset you.
I'm sorry if you were offended.
I'm sorry if you were offended.
He laughs just like Jason.
I take that as a compliment.
You should.
The sequel to Sorry to Bother You should be Sorry If You Were Offended.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry is a really cool thing to say that I don't know what it means.
So, I mean, I saw it in a
zine.
No, in a Reese's peanut butter cup commercial.
Uh huh.
I saw that.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett was just
said
like
it.
Sorry, not sorry.
Mm-hmm. $11,000 in cash
exactly.
Before he left.
They just drop
studio.
A big bag of money on it with a dollar sign on it.
Why is that Reese's slogan? Because you're not sorry you ate all the
well, I think
candy
it was, he was kind of just like, I ate a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
And then I had another one. Uh-huh. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it's very aggressive. And like, and then also very like, like they're rubbing, like they're going to take your face and like rub it into the candy. Like,
And it's also, this is, Last time I checked in America, nobody was blasting people for eating candy.
Yeah,
like, it's a country built on patriotic,
eating candy. Yeah, it's the most patriotic like, act you can imagine.
I ate a Reese's peanut butter
Get
cup.
Out.
Then I had another one.
What?
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. No, that explodes.
That's considered just the norm.
Yeah.
You knock back
that's
a Reese's.
My pillow guy, after his morning Pepsi.
He goes to bed with a Reese's. He goes, he has like a,
one of the pumpkins.
Like one of the long, he has like one, oh, the- he has like the long strip Reese's uh-huh. peanut butter cup
and
one.
And he holds it like a baby blankie.
He has that and he rocks it to sleep. And then,
in the morning
then
gone.
Drinks his Pepsi.
Uh huh.
He likes to put a Reese's peanut butter cup in his mouth, then fill his mouth with Pepsi.
So he gets as much brown. He gets brown mouth.
So
as much brown in the mouth.
He just
as
likes
possible.
To feel the peanut butter cup dissolve, like because the Pepsi's
oh,
so
gross.
Acidic.
Uh huh.
He's weird. And then he finally fades to sleep,
uh-huh.
and then he wakes up and there's like a smear of chocolate because he rolled over on
gross.
One of the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Wasn't there the guy, was this when you were in Bed Bath & Beyond, who was like the old man that was like over by the My Pillow section?
Mm-hmm.
Who was like, feels like a pillow. Was that?
Yeah.
But what, didn't he like rest his head on it or something?
We were just both smushing.
Yeah.
We're both just like, guys like, I don't see what the big deal is. I'm like, yeah, me neither.
I feel like that encounter would last me 24 hours of human contact.
Just be like, let's keep talking about it.
Or just like, no. I'd
oh.
walk away because
oh,
it was
you'd
perfect.
Be like, okay.
Yeah.
I was tempted to say,
it.
I was tempted to say to the guy, what if we each go in halvesies on a thing and you tell me which, we'll flip a coin for whose house we go over to test this thing out.
You could divide yeah. it by side. You could say, this yeah. is your side and then I'll yeah. flip it when I get mine.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's what this guy, Greil Marcus, who's this windbag
Music
of
critic.
A rock critic.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote like a 30 volume Elvis thing.
Oh, thank God.
This is him talking about the movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, 1969, when according to this movie, there wasn't a single good song on the radio.
That's how he starts it? That's
yeah.
his lead?
When well into more than halfway through, comma, where's your comma?
Come
you need a proof
Greil?
For it, comma.
Yeah, the Holy Grail.
The Rolling Stones' 1966 Out of Time comes on.
I'm bored.
Not playing via the agency of any character, just dropped over a scene.
Yes.
The relief is like a wave that started in Japan coming down on the beach in San Pedro. Then it's back to the sludge.
What is he talking about? Did he see a movie?
This guy moaning about. And then you scroll down and there's this guy writes a soliloquy to some new Robbie Robertson song that strike me dead if I ever got to hear this thing.
Did he review the movie or he just talked about the music?
He just talked about the music. He said he just the idea of saying all that music sucks.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine?
Shots fired.
So who's on the phone now? We have Z-Man. Z-Man.
Yeah.
Zizo Z-Man.
Right?
Yeah. There's your new nickname.
Zizo Z-Man.
Zadfrak Glutz Wallner.
Perfect.
Right? Zizo yeah. Z-Man. What's
Zizo
up?
If I want to be associated with anyone, it would be a member of the man.
Well, it's not exactly. I mean, it's his child, but he had a lot of children, I'm sure. Like,
yes.
At least, like... I mean, he had plenty.
But it also, it's like, which, you kind of have to admit.
Yes.
The Wallner family is kind of like our Manson family.
No.
Oh, that's fun. So let's play. So who's Tex?
Is
Jason Tex?
Jason would be Manson. Jason would be Charlie.
But what about the dad? I forgot your dad's first name, Z-Man. I'm sorry.
He's Alan. Shorty Shea.
His, like, legs were removed.
Stuntman Shorty Shea.
They're like, we found him in a ditch, but the cops were like, unsolved.
Yeah.
That was always like a footnote.
Yeah, Shorty Shea. The idea that.
Yeah, Lots of Papa and Shorty Shea were like, yeah. They really got the shorty ends of this Lots of Papa straws.
I love the moment.
Mm.
I think one of the funniest things, and look, it's a horrific tragedy, obviously. I'm not, but it's a tragedy committed by the dumbest people on earth.
No question.
When Manson's just like, I killed this guy, Lots of Papa, and then suddenly, like, didn't. He's like,
he
no, you
up.
Didn't. And he's, like, in the L.A. courthouse,
yes.
And suddenly sees him, like, walk down the hall. He's like, I thought I killed you.
Yeah. But he probably played it off. He was like, I knew that was going to happen.
I knew I didn't kill you.
Yeah.
I didn't. I let you live.
Right. Yeah.
Like, guy justifies everything. It's like he's like the Martin Short character. It's like, oh, I know I did that. Oh, I know.
The defensive agent.
I know
that.
So, Zizo Zach, what's up? Zizo Z man.
Zizo Z Zach.
Zizo Z man, what's up tonight?
Well, I did something today that.
Sorry to interrupt you. Who's Z man? Don't say Clem. That's not nice.
No, he would
Tom?
Be.
Tom? No, who would he be?
Linda Kasabian.
Okay, and then the H-Man?
H-Man is probably Tex Watson.
That's intense. That's intense.
He's
intense. What about Wally
dude.
Wacky Man? Is
Wally
he Clem?
Wally Wacky Man
who
would
is
be...
Clem? Who is Clem?
Wally Wacky Man would be Scramblehead. Right? Clem Scramblehead Grogan.
Yeah.
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 Or would. Maybe it maybe be Squeaky.
Why?
Because his voice is so squeaky.
Hey. And he did try to shoot Gerald Ford.
Hey, I got 3 feet away from Gerald Ford. Hey. What's going on? It's me. I gotta make a statement. Free Charlie. You literally almost did a spit take with beer, which would have been the first time I've ever seen that happen. You almost did a...
Sorry.
No. So, Zach?
Yeah, hey.
What's up, buddy?
Well, on the note of Wally...
Oh, no. You know, don't say it. No.
No.
I guess I should just say.
That's for you to say.
That we sometimes friends pass away, and Wally Wacky Man, who's a member of the Walliner. I guess his name Wacky Man Dash Walliner is like
no, he, he's just Wally Wacky Man.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's a part of our extended.
Okay, yeah. Sure. So what happened today? What happened today that made you want to call Zach?
Well, this has been a long time coming, and I'm you know, I just took the chance with it. People may not know. I didn't build him originally with the intention of doing somebody else's radio show, but that's,
what
that's
did he do?
Where
what,
things happen.
What did Wally, because for people who don't know, let's give some context. This guy is on the phone right now. His name is Z-Man, and he's been calling the show for a long time. He's one of the legendary callers of the show. And He put together this puppet that called Wally Wacky Man, who is a purple puppet that you've built. It took you years to build him, and then he's been on the show and he's hosted the show and done all sorts of things. And what's going on with the puppet now?
Well, I'm trying to get back to what I originally built him for, which is doing birthday party shows.
Okay,
things like that, and because, you know, it's kind of been out of reach and it's been pushed back and procrastinated one reason or another, I decided to try my hand at crowdfunding. So I started an Indiegogo and I launched today.
Hold on a second. Indiegogo. Well, I'm just going past this thing for someone who's, this person is sick. This person. Now, where's yours now?
Oh, God.
Just looking. Here's a person who needs medical
I saw that too.
Now,
yeah.
Where's yours?
A guy got $50,000+ for making a potato salad. Maybe, you know, let's keep things in perspective.
Wally Wack. Oh, here it is. Look at this.
You found it?
I did. Zany Zach's live puppet and magic shows.
That's it.
Indiegogo. And this is, you got Wally Wack. Let me check this out here. Help me make the best possible show I can with puppets, magic, and music. To bring joy to kids. I just, first of all, want to say I'm mentioning this on the air. I'm in no way affiliated with this. The Best Show is in no way affiliated with Zany Zach's live puppet and magic shows, and the opinions expressed by Z-Man, a.k.a. Zany Zach, are his and his alone. So you have this, and you're trying to put together a cool puppet show.
Yeah, you know, I've got some stuff. I do have a portable stage. I have Wally. There are a few other puppets that either need repair or need some extra stuff built for them. And, you know, it doesn't often come cheap if you want it to be good and professional and not just, you know, something you buy off a rack at a store. Sure. I want this to be the best show it can be.
You want it to be the best show. You got to slip best show in there still, right? You want it to be the best. And now, look, I'm looking through this, and it's a way to make this thing possible. It's very exciting. I'm looking here, and I see Wally video message, $75. That's the most you can pay to get people to do one of those, Zach? $75? Like, people are probably going to want more than that if they're going to want to receive a message from Wally Wagon.
What's that site called? Cameo? What's the one?
Yeah, Cameo.
Yeah.
I guess it's sort of like a Cameo, yeah.
So it's Wally. Oh, I almost threw up when I saw this one at 100. A swatch of extra Wally fleece. That's disgusting.
That's a little intense, Wally.
Well, it's just fleece that was from when I first built him. It was left over. It wasn't used, but I still have it.
Like,
I still have
it's not like he
fleece
got
from when I first built
surgery
him.
And he got extra skin removed and you're not like auctioning it off.
Exactly.
It's not stuff I cut from him.
Yeah, because when you get surgery, they won't let you like leave. If you like to get like your finger removed, they won't let you leave with the finger.
Right. You go to the hospital with the finger saying, please attach it. And if they can't, it's not like you get it for free.
Yeah, they don't just wrap it for you to go.
They'll sew it up and you won't see it again.
Yeah. So, wait, you're charging people $75 for this message.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I was like, well, I guess for $75, I guess if he paid me $75, I would watch the message. That's a little low, but... people are paying you for it. Okay, that makes more
sense. Well, you get those things in addition to helping me make the show.
Sure. And it is, look, I know I'm teasing you. You know that. But
I know that, yes.
You know, but this guy loves puppetry. And he's a good guy, and he's a good dad, and he really cares a lot about it. And he's trying to do a good show here. To entertain children, which is the intent of Wally Wacky. The intent of Wally Wacky was not all the madness that he's gotten into over the last 6 years on this show.
No, but I wouldn't trade it. Also, I'm very glad for the legacy that you know his role in the best show in our time.
Sure.
And, you know,
What are you breaking up with this show? Are you telling me Wally Wackerman is not going to be associated?
No, I just don't want you to think that I'm like, oh, man, I went on the wrong path by doing the best show instead of doing the thing I wanted to do.
Oh, I never thought that. No. Don't worry. I was not thinking about that.
Just making sure we're
all right. I appreciate it. It's sweet of you to care with that. I appreciate that. Now, so this is a puppet thing where people can go get, like, you'll perform shows in the area?
That's the intent, yeah. You know, because you probably know my dad did that when me and Jason were young. He did magic shows.
Yes, your father was a birthday party magician amongst other.
Yeah, and that's how Jason got his start in acting. He would, you know, he would be a plant in the audience, and he would do a trick that was like, you know, one trick that he would always come up as like the volunteer in the audience to do, and and someone like spotted him, and then you know my parents got in touch with someone who gave a card or something. That's how he got started with the acting.
Okay. What if I wanted Wally Wacky Man? What if I was like to do one of these things? Will he read literally anything I send? Like literally?
No,
anything?
He specifically says there's a video on the Indiegogo page, and he says. You know, it's sort of at his discretion. He's going to keep it family friendly, and you know, so it's not going to be just you know,
family friendly.
I'm sure the Cameo people, you know, some of them are more lenient. Where I hear you telling me what to say, I'll say it.
Hey man, maybe I'm not in jail. Maybe you're the one in jail. When you're on a wavelength, man, you got to realize if you can't feel the vibrations, then you just ain't living life, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, he's open to suggestions.
But he's not. So Wally, you're straight up saying right off the top, never going to do these Manson. If I sent a Manson speech through, he would not do it.
Maybe if it was for your eyes only.
Well, why would you soften it like that? You take a hard line on that.
If it was a fun thing for you and you alone, like maybe I'd make the exception because you're you.
Okay, well.
Are there any karaoke tracks of Manson's music? Could you do like Wally Wacky Man singing Garbage Dump or Always as Always or
Girl, What's Your Game?
Girl, what's looking at your game, girl?
Yeah. So no, you would not do that. Wally Wagon will not sing Manson or recite Manson speeches, is what you're saying.
If you wanted to, I'd see if he would do it just
but
for
see,
you.
But when you say
else.
That, now people are going to come to you and say, like, hey, man, what if I give you $400? Would you do it then?
I'm saying right now, for Tom Sharpling only.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't have said it on the radio, buddy.
Well, you're Tom Sharpling. There's no other Tom Sharpling.
Wally video message. I'm looking on this, and the number's going down while we're talking, Zach.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is not going the way you wanted it to go. The number's actually going down. Your actually donation number's going down. I'll back this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Hopefully this happens for you.
I hope so. Yeah, we're at like 4% one day in. You know, it's not nothing.
Now, what if I wanted to organize a Wally Wacky Man performance? What if somebody contacted you like, I'd like to see a Wally Wacky Man performance, but they were like, they wanted it in like international waters. Would that raise like a flag? Would you be scared of that? If they're just like, we want a chopper you 50 miles outside.
Quick answer, yes, I would be scared.
If they're just like, just you, 50 miles on a helicopter outside the coastline of the USA, land on this abandoned oil rig, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would not do that.
No, I don't think so.
What if it was like in a different country?
I don't know. It would depend, I guess, if, you know, how feasible it was and, you know, travel expenses. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Would you be worried that it would be just like some sort of like dangerous game situation?
They're hunting us.
I mean,
us.
I guess.
Z-Man. Z-Man, they're hunting us.
Right? And for some reason, you're still talking to the puppet, right? I think it's a great idea, and I hope everybody gives to this and gets this so that you can go do this thing the way you want to do it. Zany Zach, the Jolly Jester's Magical Mayhem and Puppet Pandemonium.
Yep.
And you're going to... Wait, I need an appropriate costume for this.
Well, because I'm going to be in it, too. It's not just the puppet. Uh-huh. So I'm going to be doing, like, some magic and other stuff, too. So
I need an appropriate costume for this. And to be professional, some cheap thing you could find at a Halloween shop just won't cut it. You could probably do a semicolon here instead of just a comma after that. I'm not trying to proofread your thing. You kind of lose the momentum on that with just a comma.
All right.
You also want music to make this thing really entertaining. Music will be incorporated in the show. Unfortunately, this is a skill set I lack. I do have a friend who's helped me in the past, Dan Pritchard, who did the theme to the Wally Wacky Man Pupcast.
Yeah, he used to call. I don't know if you remember Dan from Australia.
Of course I do, yes. And you...
yeah, great guy.
Yes, and you have... what are you sure... and what kind of music you're looking for? For like a Slipknot feel? Like what kind of vibe are you looking to get at these kids' parties, right? Something like that?
Yes, sort of.
Like kind of, you know, like just, Power Man 5000, Slipknot, like a new metal feel, like yeah, System of a Down. Wake up! You come out with the puppet.
You wanted to. I don't want to trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels refuse to.
And then you sing, Father, you have now forsaken me, in my arms forsaken me. Right? And the two of you do a duet. Trust in my... I love it.
I have to probably pre-record one of us for that. Might be hard
You're
to
like,
do a duet.
How long? When you hear my Wally Wacky Man impression, where would you rate it? Oh, what, you got a call coming in there? Sorry.
No, sorry, I guess I got a text. I'm sorry about that. Didn't know that would come through. I wasn't expecting it either.
Oh, thank God you got my name up here on your thing.
Where is it?
Wally and I ended up taking part in the best show on WFMU. Yeah, puppet on the radio. Well, I guess sorry. Sorry, man. It makes me look like a clown, like I'd have a puppet on my radio show.
No.
That's fine. I get it. I'm a buffoon. I'm a buffoon in your eye.
I'm taking a jab at myself.
Yeah, I'm a buffoon.
Saying, yeah,
I get it. I'm a buffoon. A buffona.
Would I ever say that?
You can say it. Look, I get it.
There's nothing to get.
I come on the thing, you promote your thing, but then you write your text for the thing, you take a little shot at me. I get it.
No, it's at me and how I ended up on this path with a puppet doing radio.
I'm teasing you, Zach.
Okay, well, I'm playing along.
Are you? We both said.
Are you?
Wait. Are you?
I mean, what was I supposed to say?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah. He's right behind me, isn't he?
Is that Johnny Carson? Yeah.
May your sister share a bunk bed with Zizo Z, Zadfrak Klutz.
I miss, the Jeffrey Epstein monologue jokes he could have been telling.
A lot of stuff in the news today. This Jeffrey Epstein.
Boo.
No. Why are you trying to find the middle ground on this one, Johnny?
No. Ed McMahon goes, uh-oh.
Ho, 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 ho. Mm-hmm. He was flying on the Lolita Express.
Yeah.
And there was one flight that had President Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder with the what was on the service cart movie was for that one.
Yeah.
Like the first in-flight X-rated movie.
Yes.
May your sister share a bunk with a bunk bed with Jeffrey Epstein and Clem Grogan. Mike hated the movie. He hated that Tarantino movie.
I don't
movie.
Understand why. I only heard a little bit that he didn't like that Brad Pitt took his shirt off. It's not boring.
He thought it was boring. This is a Grateful Dead fan telling somebody else what's boring.
Well, I would also be curious to know how many other, like 60s movies, like those very long, late 60s especially, like all those, Rafelson, like the Easy Rider, those are so boring.
Yeah, exactly. King of Marvin Gardens.
Oh, I couldn't get through that.
You watch them walk up and down the they walk up and down the boardwalk.
I'd rather watch someone play Monopoly and buy Marvin Gardens.
Yeah, exactly. You watch that movie, the most exciting part's when the guy buys a hot dog on the boardwalk. It's the exciting conclusion to the movie, whether he gets sauerkraut on the
or mustard. God, what a snooze.
Whether Bruce Dern
even
gets sauerkraut on his hot dog.
Even Cassavetes stuff, like at the husbands, I watched the preview. Come on. I don't know. Not enough time, I guess.
Mickey, you like Mikey and Nikki, Mike? No?
That's the one Elaine May movie I've never seen.
Yeah, it's worth watching.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's coming out on, is it already out?
It is out. Blu-ray. That's, we have on the show tonight, from the Criterion Collection. Just did a remaster of Mikey and Nikki. And the music of, Wally Wacky Man. Right?
Doug Severinsen plays along with...
why don't you do a thing, Walnack. The improbable, like Wally, where you do predictions and things.
Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know. Yeah. How does this act? As a comedy writer, do you come up with the thing that's on the card first?
I think,
or do you come up with just three random things and then you let your pal figure out what they have in common? How do you write a Karnak?
You probably, because it's always like three. They'd be like,
dish. And Lillian Gish.
Yeah, to be like, or someone, name one who walks, someone who talks, and something like it always like the three.
And someone who has diabetes.
Someone who has type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was trying to figure out a joke about Jeffrey Epstein's plane and something like I wasn't A-list enough, so I had to fly on the Lolita local.
You were on the Lolita local.
That sounds like a Carson. Yes. You would do that, maybe. Yes.
It's,
but not about himself, because he was never self-deprecating. Like,
I'm not
Yeah, it'd be like...
I'm not saying Ed's career. We blame it on Ed.
Or like a woman, like Monica or like Lorena Bobbitt or like Anita Hill or like one of those like fools.
Yeah, on standby. the Lolita Express, they were on standby.
True.
Now, Z-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here. Looks like the thing is still holding steady at oh no, went up during the show. How about that? Look at that. Off to the races. Well, congratulations on this. Best of luck with it.
Off to the race wars.
And let's get
AP. Can I possibly give out the short address? Or you just think people should trip search?
Go ahead.
Okay. it's IGG, like Indiegogo. .me/@ like the word at, not the symbol.
This is so boring.
/, Zany Zach, and Zach is Zach.
Yeah. Or you just search Zach and Puppet. Just go to Indiegogo.com and search Zach Puppet.
Okay, I wasn't sure. You know, sometimes, like, on my YouTube videos, I have to, like, be super specific just to get them.
I either show up. Get off my phone. I can't take it anymore. Doing an infomercial for this guy's puppet thing. You didn't even tell me. It's like imagine you showed up to work and you found out you were doing an infomercial that day.
Yeah, when you didn't get the copy in advance.
It's bad enough I'm plugging this AP Mike's trash. Over at apmike.bandcamp.com. But he does have this track, Mike on Broadway, which is really good. And he still has these dumb headshots. He's these headshots. And the mysterious book club, could you imagine?
What's that? I like his track a lot, but what's the book club?
Imagine, it's this. You send him $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes you back, he's like, What type of books do you like?
Mm-hmm.
And you say like, oh, I like cookbooks or mysteries. And then he just pulls them off his shelf.
He recommends books to people based on their taste.
No, he's just selling stuff he has lying around.
Oh, that I didn't know. Okay.
He doesn't go get the books.
Because he is good at recommending books.
Oh, no, he's a smart guy.
But he's actually like unloading his own.
Yeah.
He's cleaning out his bookcase.
I get it. I get it. It's a little bit, it's a little bit of a like a P.T. Barnum thing going on. You know what I mean, Mike? A little bit of, the calendars. And he sold these calendars. He made more money than God on these calendars.
P.T. Barnyard.
Can you imagine the Bayonne Barnum.
Mm-hmm.
AP
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Right? Best show, hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Michael from Salt Lake City.
Michael from Salt Lake City. What's up, Michael?
Oh, I'm just calling because I had a question I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you which simple machine you thought best described your personality or best represented.
Now, what are my options on simple machines? There's a pulley.
Yeah, there's a pulley.
A lever.
There's a lever, that's one. Oh. An inclined plane.
Yeah.
A wedge. A wheel and axle. And last but not least, a screw.
A pulley. I'm going to stick with pulley.
Okay, cool. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
You seem like a pulley to me.
Oh, thank you. That's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
Yeah, it is a compliment. I think it's maybe one of the most complex, simple machines.
Well, thank you. It's sweet of you to say that. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, that was a serial killer.
Yeah. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Julie. It's Lena from Keyport, New Jersey.
Lena from Keyport, New Jersey.
Now, hey, Lena.
Lena? Is this, well, what's going on, Lena? Do I know you, Lena?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I think we met.
I'm just asking.
Be or know me.
Did you ever... No, go ahead. I'm not even going to say it. You go ahead. The floor is yours, Lena.
Okay. So I had a story about a defective MyPillow that I bought.
Okay. Here we go.
So I don't know who, but somebody was like, oh, get a MyPillow. They're great. They're awesome. So my husband went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and he got two MyPillows. So I was using it for like a week, and I was like, my neck started hurting, so I was like, oh, let me like fluff it or whatever, like maybe, you know, it flattened out. And I was like fluffing it, and like I heard a weird noise inside of it. I'm like,
oh my god.
Hold on.
Is this true?
I'm going to say allegedly on this. I don't know that this is true. I want that day. I don't want to be sitting in a courtroom.
Is there a mouse in the house?
I don't want to be sitting in a courtroom across from that My Pillow guy 3 years from now. Guy drains all my money because I didn't say allegedly. So you heard a sound come from your My Pillow.
It wasn't like a squeak or anything, but it was like a noise that shouldn't be in a soft pillow. Mm-hmm. So I kind of was like digging around in it. And it kind of felt like, you know, kind of like a fist size thing. And I'm like crunching it. And I'm like, this sounds like a water bottle, like the sound of a water bottle makes.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of was just like feeling around. And I didn't want to open it because I was like, I'm going to return this.
Yeah.
So we went to Bed Bath & Beyond. And I was like, hey, there's like something weird in it. And the lady was like, she's like, you know, since you're returning it, like, we have to kind of put it aside. So she's like, let's open it. So they, like, cut it open, and I was filming it because I was like, I'm going to make some My Pillow money. And inside of it was just, like, a smushed-up water bottle, like an empty water bottle, obviously, like, no cap. And I was like, ew, I was sleeping on this for, like, a week.
Do you have a video of that online?
Are you going to put it online? Did you put it online?
So this was like a year ago, and I put it online, and I'm like, oh, sweet. So, like, I sent My Pillow, like, an email, and, like...
Did you ever hear back?
I heard back from them a year later.
Really?
And they contacted me probably, like, 6 months ago. And they were like, hey, do you want some new pillows? I was like, no.
Yeah, I want less pillows from you guys.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're giving me more of the stuff that I don't want.
So you lay your head... So basically you're saying you laid your head on a My Pillow, and you felt like a crunch.
Right.
And then you opened it up at the store, and then there was a smushed up water bottle inside.
Correct.
I would like to see that video. It sounds like those stories where dogs eat things that aren't food.
Yeah.
And then they take them out and they're intact.
X-ray. Then they x-ray. Yeah.
I used to watch that show all the time. My dog ate what? Did you ever see that show? It was great because there were reenactments.
Okay.
So
everybody's okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, okay, I would never watch it. Yeah. But they do reenactments where the owner, you know, speaks like talking head. And it's like, then I took him to the vet. And they show this dog going to a vet or an actor playing a vet.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing is that in the reenactment, the dog doesn't know it's a reenactment. So he's like, why are we going to the vet again?
Yeah. So, the dog has no idea.
He's not acting. No. Like, everyone's acting in the reenactment. It's like, then he, like, clutched his stomach and fell to the floor, and the dog's like, I'm at the fake vet now. Yeah.
People are being nice to
me. Everyone looks at me.
So, but the dog is just like, everybody's just like, let's make sure this is, the owner's like, no, it was like this. It was like, we went in the thing.
I'm
like,
a good boy.
And the dog's just like, yeah, like.
Why are we all... Is this a party?
I sure hope I can get more of those snacks they have.
I want to eat my toy again. That was Meryl Marco said she had, like, the dog that ate a toy. I think it was, like, twice she had it removed from the dog's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Then, the third time, the dog woke up and just, like, went for it. She was like, third time's a charm. Yeah, out of my way.
I am going to eat that.
Hey, it's my thing.
They just don't know. We got to change that battery on that smoke alarm.
I know. I just heard it.
Right? Change it. We want to do that live on the show? You want to change the battery?
I don't even know where it is.
Z-Man plugging his
URL.
His URL. And tell me, do you think he's taking a shot at me in that thing? What is your name again, caller? I'm so sorry.
Lena.
You ever hear that thing? If you're Lena, you could be Kleena. Like they say that at McDonald's. You really need to change the battery on that.
I think I just found it.
If you're leaning, you could be cleaning. They say that if you work at like McDonald's, they yell at you. You actually are changing the battery on this.
I'm trying to at least take it out.
Yeah, Mike. Hey, Mike, is this remind you of the Quentin Tarantino movie? Right?
Come on.
Mike was so mad. Once he goes on the roof and changes the thing. Yeah, well, they needed to show Sharon Tate one house over and then have Charles Manson walk in, Mike. That's kind of why that happened, but I'm sorry.
He also goes into a reverie on the roof.
Exactly. He goes into a reverie that explains who he is. Yeah, but no, it didn't accomplish anything. No, Mike. Okay.
There's the Bruce Lee flashback, and also you get to see how good Brad Pitt looks, and with the scar on his arm, and anyway.
Yeah, but you would have been more interested if they jammed out to a 75-minute of Box of Rain. Huh, Mike? Yeah, but maybe they got an advance on it. Grateful Dead. Grateful Dumb. What if they just changed their name to Grateful Dumb? This is what I want to ask. Can someone make me a logo that looks just like a Grateful Dead logo, but instead of dead, it says dumb?
I seriously took the battery out. It's still beeping.
What do you want, Brad? You want Brad Pitt on the roof listening to Oxamoxa? Is that what you want, Mike? You want him up there listening to China Cat Sunflower? This is what Mike wanted in the movie. Imagine Brad Pitt's driving through Los Angeles. This is playing. Yeah. He'll drive right into the ocean.
Look for a while at the China Cat Sunflower.
Sound like they make it up as they go along.
Yeah. Well, did you change that battery, Lena?
No, I just left the room.
Well, anything else you want to say?
Nope, that was it.
All right. Send me that video, please.
I will.
Okay. All right, bye. I want to see that My Pillow one where they find a crumpled up water bottle.
Gross.
I was hoping it wasn't
garbage.
A rat.
Yeah.
I was hoping it wasn't like a live rat. Ugh. Can you imagine
or
you lay your
one.
Head?
No.
And the rat's like, right?
The rat is like catcalling you. It's like,
yeah,
hey baby,
hey. Do that, and then the rat goes and fights for you, right?
Tumbles for you.
I gotta feed my pet rat.
What's that from?
It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when he's just like, don't beg.
Oh,
and what if you had a pet rat though,
Brandy?
What if the dog was a rat?
And then you cut to the dog after the second can plops down in the bowl and goes,
yeah.
Lick her lips.
You didn't like that dog, Mike? Dog was fine.
Fine.
The dog made the cut.
Fine.
This guy. You got to see the movies this guy watches.
That dog is outrageous.
I guess you want the movie to end with a chicken playing tic-tac-toe for 45 minutes? Like Strozik? Where our relationship started, Mike? Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Janae in Orlando. How are you doing tonight?
In Orlando, what was your first name again?
Janae.
Janae.
Like Renee, but with a J.
How are you, Janae?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm just drawing and eating some casserole.
You're eating some cat food?
No,
casserole.
Casserole,
okay.
Hot dish.
I thought you were drawing and eating casserole. Cat food.
Yeah.
It's casserole. It's cat food casserole, but it's casserole. I put some noodles in with the cat food. What do you think? I'm a maniac?
Tuna noodle casserole.
Yeah, it's a. I go get some.
Some garlic and olive oil and some fusilli toss.
Some meow mix.
It's fine. Right? Well, that I
garlic
like
and oil meow mix.
Yeah, sure.
And some
like a can of like Friskies maybe.
Friskies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like cream of mushroom or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh God, I had that when I was a child. Like casseroles made with cream of mushroom soup as like a binding agent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesome.
Sounds like good stuff.
It's really good.
So
yeah, right.
Janae, what's going on tonight? What are you drawing?
Well, actually, you said the word maniacs, which is crazy because I called to talk about the film Multiple Maniacs.
The film by John Walters.
Right? Yeah, you actually mentioned him earlier in the show also, which made me call.
Yes.
But yeah, I finally watched it, and it was pretty great.
Isn't it amazing that he made it into the mainstream when you think about it in a way? Isn't that just unbelievable?
Because he was funny. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people doing art films that were outrageous then, but his were really funny, and that...
And
matters,
And he, like, stayed ahead. He knew what he had to do to not become irrelevant when he did the things where he couldn't just do another Pink Flamingos right after Pink Flamingos.
Right.
He had to mix it up. And What did he do? Female Trouble was after Pink Flamingos?
After Pink Flamingos, yeah. I love, that's my favorite one.
But he always knew this, like, I can't just do the same. He always had to be ahead of the audience.
Polyester was a huge stretch, and then he made Hairspray, and yeah.
Yeah. I think he was so weird, it wasn't even hard for him, you know? I mean, he's, you know, not that he's gone or anything.
I think he's maybe one of the top 10 Americans alive.
No question. One of the only living geniuses.
Too. Yeah. Just like, but he represents America. Like
that's
he,
true.
He
li- yeah.
He literally is like
he's
an
one
ambassador.
Of ours. Yeah, yeah. That's a really, that's a comfort.
Yeah.
When all is said and done.
And there's no reason why he should not be like immortalized as like an American.
Absolutely.
Like no different than like Mark Twain.
He should get the Mark Twain Award.
Yeah.
For sure.
He really should.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm reading that new book of his, which is really good.
I think it's his best one.
I reread Role Models.
I like Role Models too, but I have to say this new one is the most personal and it has the most breadth.
Yes. And like when he talks about how on earth did I become respectable? It's so, it's such a funny thing how everyone, if you stick around long enough, you become respectable.
If you're that good.
If you're good.
He's just the best.
You hear that, Mike? Someday they'll be talking about you. Did I see him on Bill Maher?
I did. He was hyper. He had had some Pepsi before he went on. He was very jazzed up.
I didn't see it.
He was great.
Janae, anything else?
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to mention that there's a movie coming out next week that you're in, and I'm really friggin' stoked for it.
Wait, a movie coming out that who is in?
You, my friend, you.
Oh no! What on earth is this? This terrifies me. What are you saying?
I'm saying that the Steven Universe movie is coming out next week.
Oh, what a relief! Oh, I didn't know. That's why I was terrified.
You're like in the background of some show.
Oh wow! I'm sorry.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Something that I didn't know
like
I was
candid
in.
Candid or something?
Yeah.
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah, through a window.
Oh.
I mean, I saw you in the trailer. Well, you know your character, so I'm assuming you're in it.
And did I say Steven?
And well, you were playing guitar, so that was it.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It was fun to do. And the movie's great. Everybody, she worked on it forever. Rebecca worked on it forever. And it's a crowning achievement. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, I can't wait. She's actually the reason I started listening.
Well, that's nice. And I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to remind everybody that she wrote the character with me in mind or was the first character she had figured out because she knew my...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bring that stuff up. That would be unbecoming. It would be... If this chair squeaks,
it's not mine. It's yours.
That's me.
Okay.
Squeaky chair, right?
And you know, you could say Greg is the most.
You said I've
character.
Got 3 feet away from Gerald Ford. I've never laughed like that.
You almost did a beard.
I had to hold it, and it was that was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So, yeah, the Steven Universe thing movie will be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and it's on a Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network. You hit
network.
The second syllable on the word network.
Yeah.
Network.
It up.
Did you guys get food? You did. What did you get? They got a pizza pie. Would you like a pizza pie? You want a slice of pizza pie?
When did they get it? After I arrived?
Yeah, after you arrived. There's a pizza pie out there if you want.
Hiding in
well, thank
maybe.
You.
Maybe.
May thank you. Janae.
No problem. Have a wonderful night, Tom.
You have a great night. Bye. So if people can call, if they need help with karaoke songs, that's something we said we would do. Because these people,
yes.
You ever talk to somebody and they're just like, I don't know what song to do. And they sit in the
right.
room.
And
they're
look,
in the room
like,
for 2 hours.
Like, they look at like titles
yeah.
and you should look at artists.
Yes. Yes. That's right off the bat. That is that is solid advice.
Yeah.
First of all, this is what you do. You're floating around. You hear a song play, and you think you could do it. You send a little message to yourself.
Yeah.
Email yourself and make the subject line karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're at the karaoke place, you just search the word karaoke. And then you can find the songs that you thought might work at the karaoke
place. These are great tips.
So, But you go to this thing and the people are like, I'm not sure what to do.
Just do a hit. Start with a hit. Everybody likes, I don't know.
I go to a karaoke place. First thing I started off with is, bow, no, 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 all the small things.
The one that you do on, Kid Rock.
Kid Bop.
What about Kid Rock?
At karaoke?
Is that what? No, but I was like, do they call it Kid Bop because they can't call it Kid Rock? Because he'll sue?
Because or they just don't want to associate with that gross creep.
Yeah. I feel like his hair is made of hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. I feel like they're like very skinny hot dogs. Skinny, oily hot dogs. The ones that just like roll around and in a convenience store, they're just like.
So skinny versions of like rotisserie hot dogs.
Yeah, the ones that are
like 7-Eleven.
I don't know how they cook.
He's so gross.
Yeah.
Because I'm a cowboy, baby. Imagine being somebody who's like considered like a cowboy, and this guy who's like father owned a car dealership in Michigan is saying like, I'm a cowboy, baby.
Dad Roger from Roger and Me?
No, he's Roger from American Dad.
Cool.
It's his father.
Cool.
The alien.
Which one is that?
The alien.
Okay.
That's Kid Rock's father.
Are there as many cutaways on American Dad? Are there as many remember the time I, or no?
That's like the time I was watching Knight Rider and Kit had herpes.
No, that's funny. It's because it's an STD and an 80s reference.
Yeah.
boys were present for both. Yeah. Yes.
You see, like, in the writer's room, the thermometer that they have, if they hit the mark, it goes, boo.
Yeah, and like, then it just levels out.
It's almost there. Can we get something in that is insulting to women?
Dirty or
if you get a thing that's really mean toward women, that'll just put it over the top.
Yeah, or like an ethnic group, like some sort of minority that's like struggling now.
What if Kit runs a woman over? Boop, ding 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 ding.
Right, or like how about like a sex worker? But they don't say that. What was that? Oh, I like this. And then Jeff McFarlane's like, that's lunch, everybody.
Here, you write one. Write an American Dad or Family Guy joke, and we'll track the thermometer to see how it goes.
That's like when Arnold and Willis took Mrs. Garrett by the scruff of her neck, and they threw her out the window, and she died.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah. Congratulations.
This is my syndication money.
We're moving you from the fourth writer's room to the third writer's room.
All right.
You're in the Stewie writer's room now. We're moving you. Let's move Julie.
From Brian to Stewie.
Let's move Julie out of the Meg and Lois room, and let's put her in the Stewie Brian room for a while.
Can you imagine the Meg and Lois room? Like, if there's like any worse punishment.
Do you think she'll ever make it to the Quagmire room?
Well, if she learns to make fun of her own gender, maybe.
She'll never. Look. She's got what it takes. She's going to end up in the Peter Griffin room.
Jeez, can you imagine? Once upon a time. Wait, what was his?
Once upon a time in Quahog?
No, what was the Seth MacFarlane movie?
A Thousand Ways to Die, Million Ways to Die, whatever it was, to Die in the West.
Once upon a time, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
That was one of those ones where it's just like he couldn't not look like a contemporary Hollywood person with his veneers.
Oh my God.
And he's just I'm in the West. Sure. And like he kind of can't drop that voice either.
It was called A Million Miles. What is it called again? A Million Ways
to Die in the West.
Because I remember on Difficult People at one point we had Billy was auditioning for another Million Ways to Die in the West, but that didn't.
Yeah, A Million Ways to Die in the West. More like A Million Ways. The movie just came out. It did not do well. A Million Ways to Die in the West. You could say there's a million ways to die in the West, but one way to die at the box office. Best show, hi. Wait, I didn't pick anybody up. Yikes. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is financial guru Greg Gethard.
Oh, we're getting all of them out of the way tonight, huh? We're burning off all the siblings.
All the heavy hitters.
Yeah. Now, this is for a guy, everybody knows Chris Gethard. Chris Gethard is now a national comedy figure. This guy is on the map. He's
national treasure.
Can I host my own show?
Sorry.
But if you ever wondered, like, what Chris's older brother would be like, right? You all right then?
I just bonked my cans.
Yeah. You bonked her cans. May Julie Klausner bonked her cans with Zizong Z's.
It's a bummer he didn't, like, live through the Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Because he would have loved to have had, like, a boofed. Like, can't you see Johnny Carson be like, boofed. Have you boofed yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, Letterman would have just been like.
Yeah. Oh.
Paul, you boof? Did you boof today?
They definitely have, like, whatever it would be the right take on it, yes. I think.
Well, I love everyone's take on it.
It was so funny.
I'm kind of a news junkie. So when I go, I watch all the shows.
Me too.
I watch Daily Show, of course.
Trevor Noah. You got to be in the Noah.
I'm in the Noah with Trevor Noah. That's what it should have been called.
I don't even call it the Daily Show.
Now you just call it Trevor Noah.
Well, the way people called it Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Well, who is that? Is that Stewie or Brian?
Did you watch Jon Stewart?
Like the time I...
So I was watching, Trevor Noah, now I watch, it's the Noah Spade hour now, because David Spade
love that David Spade has it. I heard they gave him just like a blank check.
Let me explain
and
the
an
format.
Award, yes.
Wrap your head around this, Julie.
I'm trying.
It's David Spade.
I'm listening.
And three comedians.
Which three?
A rotating cast.
Are they white? Are they always white?
No.
Because it seems like they are.
They rotate through, but they talk about what happened that day.
Oh, thank God. That's a panel. They're doing a panel?
Yeah, they're doing panel.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great news.
So, and then I watch that. Then I usually, I tape Kimmel.
Does David Spade ever, like, drive by the Playboy Mansion, or, like, the Playboy Mansion used to be, and it's, like, a phantom limb? Because he's like, where do I go? Like, I bet he used to bring his laptop there.
Now, he would be one of the people who would be, like, in a room. He would, like, have a room there. They'd, like, let him hang out for, like, 2 weeks.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I could. That would be actually the grotto. See David Spade in the grotto.
It's like a new Clue board game. Yeah.
Oh. David Spade in the grotto with chlamydia.
With MyPillow or, like, a shake weight. That's another thing that Johnny Carson never got to riff on is the shake weight.
Yes.
This is a shame.
We were playing the new Clue.
Yes. And
I picked David Spade in the grotto with a shake weight.
The Doc Severinsen dies.
He goes. So we got Greg Gethard on. He's the brother of Chris Gethard, and he also has he's financial guru Greg Gethard is what you go by now. Yes.
Yes, it's my, I've evolved from my previous incarnation as the Gregulator. I'm now financial guru Greg Gethard.
Uh-huh. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, financial guru Greg Gethard?
Well, I had something that I think would be of interest to you and your esteemed guest.
Directly to her. You don't have to talk through me. You can say, hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Julie. Hi, Julie. You know you're my favorite.
Oh, thanks.
So. You're very welcome. I was on a road trip last week, and I stopped at a rest area on the thruway, the new Baltimore rest area right outside of Albany.
Sure.
And they have the Capital District Hall of Fame, in which it has various famous people and the like from the greater Albany area and a lot of historic figures. And there were three stars in a row. And I wanted to see if you could guess who was the there were three stars. On one end was President Chester A. Arthur.
Chester Arthur is honored by the state of New York.
Yes. The third star was President Martin Van Buren.
Sure.
And could you any idea who would be the second star in the middle of these three?
Is it our current president?
No, it's David Hyde Pierce.
So David Hyde Pierce is honored between Chester Arthur and Van Buren.
Correct. Now, I don't know anything about their reigns as presidents or anything like that, but it does seem a little out of place that Niles Crane is ranked up there with two presidents.
Did you take a picture of it?
I did. I placed it on my Instagram.
Okay. All right, I'll check that out.
With my son next to it.
Yeah. Your beautiful son.
My beautiful son.
Beautiful child you have now. Beautiful child.
Yes.
God bless your child, Greg Gethard.
Thank you.
Look, God love your child, but you gotta step it up when you call in, buddy. This was a flop. Get off my phone.
I've been watching Frasier while I put my makeup on, just like mm-hmm. as a thing to have yeah. in the background. Uh-huh. And it just occurred to me that no network executive would have ever been like, in other words, like they'd be like, those two brothers are too similar. Yeah. Like it seems like why are there two of them? Yeah. Can't one of them be like, you know,
different,
sloppy, yeah. or yeah. And the idea that because, you know, Cheers, it was mm-hmm. like, no, that's yeah. the way it's gonna. And also just the other thing that's funny to me was, first of all, his like long hair that I have to tell you, Kelsey Grammer with that long hair, the like mm-hmm. Spalding Gray length.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. So gross. Like,
you don't think it would be cool if he rolled up on a Harley Davidson
with his hair like blowing in the wind? Yeah. It just has that like, you could tell he thinks that like his virility comes mm-hmm. from it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I thought was...
I considered myself to be on the kind of like Samson with my long hair. Oh, good Lord! As I would grow my hair out, I'd consider myself to be kind of like Samson. Oh, good Lord!
One of my favorite things about the clip that you guys did talk about last week was just how he recovers on stage by acting like it hurt a lot more than it did because he doesn't want anyone to laugh at him, so he's like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Like, he's trying to seem more wounded.
Still the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I believe I was an ambassador at a small world. I considered myself a UN ambassador. Oh, good Lord. I know there's people who are like, he talks about this every week. It's like, yeah, I do. And I'm not going to stop. Because I'll stop the day I'm not fascinated by it.
The day people pay enough attention to it, I think.
That day will never come. Well, I will always be fascinated
by it. It's so good. It's so funny. Have you downloaded it somewhere in case it disappears from the internet? Someone has to like own that, I think. Forever, just as a backup.
I should. Yeah. I gotta make sure.
Yeah.
Best show. Hi.
You were saying that the stage was shaped like the U.S.
Yeah,
is that
it was
why
shaped
you
like
fell?
The United States.
He that fell never off, occurred to me.
He fell off Texas.
I don't think that makes it any more sympathetic.
Hello, Best Show. Hello. Hello. You're not there. Oh, no. Yeah, he fell off between Texas and New Mexico.
I just like the idea that he was punished immediately for thinking he could do stand-up. If everyone who thought stand-up was easy got the same
but
consequence, it would be, yeah.
Is that online?
Which? The whole routine?
No, him doing stand-up at, like, as a part of, he did stand-up on, like, a comedy stand-up show. He hosted one. Like,
right.
And I am not a stand-up comic by trade, but I am certainly consider myself to be, like, shut up. Oh, here's the video of the bottle inside the pillow.
Oh. Did you will you tweet it?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to retweet
it. Is it gross?
I'm looking at they're cutting the pillow. No.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. You can watch it. I'll set a call. Best Show, hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Riley in Queens.
Riley in Queens. What's up, Riley?
Not too much. It's a quiet night. I really need a karaoke song.
You need a karaoke song. Now let's tell me about yourself, Riley. Tell me about yourself.
I'm sorry, Riley.
Julie's watching the
video. That
video
is, like, it really is shocking.
To see,
well,
because
it's all crushed up, mm-hmm. so it's so gross because it's debris. Watching. Like, okay. It's something that would be crushed by like a machine or
they're
compact.
Cutting the pillow. They're cutting the pillow. They're tearing it open now.
It's so upsetting.
Ew.
Isn't that gross?
And it's one of those weird little water bottles.
Yeah. I mean, how?
That's horrifying.
Not, That is the. And the
oh, no, it's not. It's a long, it's a big bottle, but just smushed down so much. Oh, that's a full-size water bottle.
He's picking the, like, white, like, debris the, off of it. Oh, my God.
That is brutal.
That's horrible.
I'm going to retweet it right now. Everyone watch. So, Julie, this guy, Riley, needs help with a karaoke song.
Riley, what are you like?
Yeah. What's something you like?
What kind of guy are you? What kind of person are you?
I don't know. I like doing, I'm a comedy guy. Okay. I like doing, you like, I don't know,
making people laugh.
Stupid stuff.
Ironic. Like 70s, like, okay, like Baker Street, kind of, like, do you do, like...
Do you have to be funny all the time?
Can Toto, you, or can, something, like, yeah, Mr. Roboto's, or, like, that kind of comedy, yeah, guy, or, like...
Yeah.
I think I'm looking for a karaoke song where I don't want to be funny. Like, my old karaoke song is Miami by Will Smith.
That's too... Yeah, yeah, that's, no, very, that's you, jokey.
And you're probably... up in front of the room, dancing around.
Exhausting.
Being, right? Yeah, exhausting.
It's too much.
And you're probably mugging all the time. Welcome to Miami. Right?
You know, yeah.
When you do like that, you remind me of a man operating puppets behind him. Like, you
know, yeah, that's
long fingers, like, dangling, looking
like
maybe I'll like take Bing John hat, Malkovich. Put their hat on, or, you know.
We've got a great show for you tonight from Bing John Malkovich, screenwriter Charlie Kaufman on the show, and
musical guest.
The music of Disturbed. So go ahead, Riley. I stepped on what you're saying. So you used to do Miami by Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I've outgrown it.
Okay. What would be the mood you would want to strike when you do a carry? What would be the mood you want to set, and when you set that mic back down, the impression that you left? What would you want that to be?
Oh, how about like, all right.
Okay, so good times, but not like scene stealer.
Are you looking for like a lively song, or are you looking to get a dramatic?
I think lively is probably
on the count of three, we'll both say what we think you should say.
On the count of three, we're going
to
say the lively song. Uh-huh. Let me get one. Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
One headlight.
Okay. I didn't catch.
I'm
going
to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly. Okay. That's like a fun, like, it's not, you know, controversial. Okay. It's like everyone knows it.
Sure.
There's one headlight.
Fame. I was one headlight. It'd be like, oh, come on up, baby.
Can you play it?
You know that song. It's by the Wallflowers.
Oh, come on, baby. Da, ba, da.
I don't da, like the song. Da, da, just trying to pick a song that'll work for this dude. That's right.
Oof. One note. Pretty eyes, though. I know.
I don't think my voice can do what Jacob Dylan's doing, though.
Okay. Okay.
What about Fame? Julie said Fame by Irene Cara. Could you do Fame? Baby, talk to me and tell me what you see, right? I can't get the best of you. Could you do that? Remember my name, Fame. Right?
And then everyone in the room can, like, Fame. Sing back up. Yeah. And
I'm going to
live forever. Oh, that's fun. You get everyone else involved, yeah.
Yeah, you get the room involved.
They'll carry the burden.
Yeah.
How's that? I don't know. I was like, Fame by David Bowie might be more fun.
It's too much. No, it's too,
you can't start with that.
Because you're going to be like, because you have to do the voice. David Bowie was doing a voice on that. You're not going to pull that up. What you need, you have to borrow. You can't do that.
Like,
that
sounds more, Space that, Oddity that's fun, is a good though. Bowie. I tried to like, do a voice. No, I mean.
No, it's too much. Believe you. Okay. Believe me. You can't do that.
You shouldn't do anything off of Young Americans either.
Yeah, because you're going to have to go. And everybody's going to be like,
ooh. I want to do that. I'm still attracted to the
stop.
Idea.
No,
you
well, no,
hey,
stop.
Hey, man,
stop
you don't need you didn't need advice.
Oh, you're right. No. I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, we're done.
Okay.
No, you're going to eat it. If you do Fame, you're going to eat it hard. I'm telling you right now. If you do the wrong Fame, you're going to eat it hard.
Sometimes it's fun to eat. Oh, sorry. No, you're right.
Do you want a bomb? Then stick with Miami, dude. You already picked a turkey that you run with when you do karaoke. Stick with Miami by Will Smith.
London Calling is fun.
London Calling, why don't you do...
Like, that's a... Yeah.
Yeah. What about London Calling?
I would, yeah, I'll do London Calling.
Okay, that'll give you a chance to...
Just sing along. It's fun. Everyone likes it. It's very rousing.
Yeah, do that. Okay?
Okay.
London Calling.
Right now?
There you go. No, not right now.
No!
Get off my phone. We'll help people with karaoke songs. It'll help them with that thing. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Hal in Portland, Oregon.
Hal?
Yeah, hold on. Take off speaker. I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm not
Come
prepared.
On. Tighten it up.
Okay. I'm here.
Just imagine you're a karaoke Julie, and that dud is up there going. Suddenly
Welcome
it's like,
to Miami.
Imagine you're up there, and he's like, I got my new song I'm going to do. And right. So it's like, and you're just like, oh, no. And he's like,
fame.
You have to borrow.
Then he goes, fame. But like he does all
fame,
the back.
Fame. What's your name?
A bummer.
No, he would bum everybody leave.
Yeah. Better fashion even then, because he's going to flame out, but at least it'll be more embarrassing.
Yes. Hal, how are you?
I'm so good, Tom and Julie. How are you both?
Aren't you a big fan of Julie? Isn't she the best?
Julie, I truly am such a big fan of you. I'm a little nervous talking to you, but I love difficult people.
Thank you.
I wish you were like an aunt or something so that... You know, like, you'd be a part of my life in some way. I hope that's not weird to say.
No,
it probably is.
I like
but
it.
I'm just a really big fan.
Thank you.
To what do I...
I need another beer. hold on. I'm sorry, Hal.
What was that?
I'm sorry.
That was...
You know what happened?
What's that?
Mike offered me White Claw.
Thank you, Pat.
Will you open a beer?
Now, Hal?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm hanging out with my roommates. We're all listening to the show.
You need a karaoke song? Do you need a karaoke song?
I do.
Hal?
Okay.
I do need a karaoke song.
What are three things you like?
I like ladies. I like having fun.
Okay.
And I like good tunes.
Okay. I think... What you want to do is born to be wild. No, that's not what you want to do. You want to do... What's a karaoke song you had success with?
Yeah.
What was that question?
What's a karaoke song that you have had success with, Hal?
I have had success with Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake.
Okay. So are we in that era, ideally, or are you open to... Going
you know, I am open to whatever wisdom you want to bestow on me.
Okay.
Well, let's think this through.
What's the last thing you listened to on your, iPod?
Yeah.
What's the most recent song that you...
What's the most recent song you've listened to, more than once that you, listened to that you were just like...
Rotation. I've been really into screaming females lately.
Okay, they're not going to be at karaoke.
No,
absolutely not. Carly Rae Jepsen. I've been really into her. That's kind of karaoke-y.
Who?
That's at least a little better known. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, Call Me Maybe. Right?
Yeah. I've done that. That's been good.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know what? You should slide one over and do a song by my friend.
Lord.
No, not Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh
good Lord. We've got a great show. We've got a great show for you tonight. The musical guest is, oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord. What can we do?
He falls on top of Lord Michaels.
What's her song again? Royal. Can we put Kelsey Grammer's thing to that?
Somebody will. Can't do that.
I don't either.
When you say the we.
We. The royal we.
Why don't you do a song by one of my friends, Michelle Branch? Because y'all everything to me.
When I close my eyes.
You know that song? Right? That's a good one, right?
I know that song. I'm sorry if I was singing along and that's not okay,
right.
But okay.
Because that one even has a moment where it's like, yeah, that would be a good, fun one.
What about,
or I would walk 500 miles in the day. Because that has, when I wake up and I go something, right? That, like the room.
Yeah,
with,
yeah.
Because it's like a stomper. Everybody would be like, boom, 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 boom.
Be stomping on your face because you chose it. They'd be stomping on your neck. They'd be like, that is a waste of time. I don't like to hear that.
Oh, I think that's the one. I think you got to do 100 miles.
That's going to be it. That's the one. Thank you so much.
I mean,
wait,
no, Julie has something to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julie.
Please, Mr. Postman. That one. Do it, Tom.
Wait. Well, yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Which I always confuse with, ooh, I'm a devil just for kicks now.
I'm a devil just for kicks.
Whatever it is.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the
this
man.
This is a really good karaoke song. This
you.
Would blow everyone away. Because everybody would be like,
yeah,
I know
gonna
it's coming.
Be like, I'm gonna be the like man. The shaft, like the expectation of like,
if I get drunk.
Oh, then the other brother. Well, the other brother comes in. I'm gonna be the
man who gets drunk next to you. I tell you. I think this is the one. I think you gotta do the Proclaimers.
Do you think all of their songs they were proclaiming something? But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. Just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles.
And he's even got the part that's like, this part.
We're not up to that part yet.
Well, we're not going to get to that.
You can do that, and then there she goes. Because that's
there she
like
goes
the same
be good. Yes.
Era of, yeah.
What do you think of that, Hal?
She gone?
Did we lose you?
I think she's gone.
She's gone. Oh, I got to learn how to face it. She's gone. Is she gone, Hall? Yeah, she's gone, Oates. I'll pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. They don't say that in the song. Is she gone, Hall? Like,
Oates sings that part to Hall?
He's like, is she gone, Hall? And Oates goes, yeah, she's gone, Oates. I'd pay the devil to replace her. She's gone.
Who sings that third part, the drummer?
They both do.
Oh.
That's when they both come in.
I'd pay the devil to replace her.
Yeah. Best show, hi.
Hi, is this Tom?
It is.
Oh, hi, this is Vape from Touchdown City.
Vape from Touchdown City. What's up, Vape? Now, this is a guy whose name was formerly like Herbie from Kentucky or something. What was your name?
No, that's behind me. That's the past. I can't even say
even
what my old name was.
Anymore.
No.
We used to be.
So what's up, Vape?
Well, first of all, I wanted to apologize. I said something that was cruel and uncalled for last time I called in.
Yeah, you got hung up on.
I called you a name, and I won't repeat it, but it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you bleeped it. What is that? What's going on? Hello? Are you there? I don't know.
Hello? Hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
I don't know what that was. That's weird.
Weird.
Vape, I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah. So, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, I just wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
Wait, are you still there?
I am, yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I am just counting the days until that movie. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for it.
Steven Universe movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be exciting.
I know. Have you seen it all the way through?
I have not. No.
Oh, wow.
Have you? You act like you have.
Well, I actually have. I'm not going to say what it is, but I heard a leak about it that involves your character.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be so wild. Oh, man.
Thank you.
But, yeah,
it's very exciting. And I can't wait to see the movie. I will see it with everybody else next week.
All right, well, that was all I wanted to say, so...
Thanks, Vape.
Yep, bye.
One of the clips I put together for Sound Collage that no one ever liked was that one.
And Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla... will be there performing, so definitely check it out. Regular Guys Spooktacular Friday, October 27th. More info, 96rock.com. Every day, they're going to give away a copy of CSI New York Season 2 on DVD with the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Sinise. So listen for that.
Let's go back to the phones here. We're here with Best Show with Julie Klausner. We're helping people with their karaoke choices. Best Show, hi.
Hi, is this Tom?
It is.
Oh, my God. My name's Devin, and I'm calling from Phoenix. How are you?
I'm good, Devin. What's going on? You're here with me and Julie Klausner.
The star. Julie, queen. How are you? Queen, and it's a pleasure to speak with you as well.
Thank you.
The queen.
The queenie.
Queenie.
The, Hayes called the pleasure's all mine.
I know. Queenie. Hayes and Sean.
Hayes was like, Queenie.
I was calling in because I wanted to give you my... Well, first of all, before I actually go into the karaoke stuff, I wanted to pay...
Yeah, what's that?
What's going on? What's happening? I wanted to pay you a compliment.
You want to pay me a
compliment? Can I pay you a compliment, Tom?
Yeah, please.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to liken your show to a show that had a great effect on me, and I hope you take it as a compliment. And I mean this in the highest of regards.
So scary.
But your show reminds me of
this. You better not show a bad show. You better not. What are you going to say, dinosaurs?
No.
Dinosaurs.
What show? What shows remind you of? What show?
Dinosaur.
What show?
Okay. Well, I have my thoughts on dinosaurs, but we'll say.
All right. Let's hear the what. Give me a thing. What shows it remind you of?
The Soupy Sales Show.
One and two and one.
Bye.
And here it comes. I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the
oh,
whole
wow.
world.
Yeah.
And make that music with
your
mouth.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, one
wow.
And two and one and two and here
oh,
it
wow.
comes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again.
Oh, wow.
Give me the loop. And make that music with your mouth.
The Soupy Sales Show. I've been doing this for so long, and it equates me with Soupy Sales.
There is a cemetery where at least two family members of mine are buried, and when you go, it's yeah. a great start to whatever
yeah.
story.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening.
And when you go to, like, the office,
mm-hmm.
there's a very pathetic display of, like, celebrities that are okay. buried here.
Yeah.
And Soupy is one of them.
Oh, rest in peace, Soupy Sales.
Rest in peace.
Best Show, hi.
Hi, this is Santi in Philadelphia.
How are you? It's good to hear from you, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I'm doing pretty well.
And it's Santi, right?
Santi.
S-A-N-T-I.
Yeah, like Santiago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How are you tonight, Santi?
Very well.
How's Philly? How's Philly tonight?
Philly tonight, it's a little damp. I think it's going to rain a lot tomorrow. And all quiet. No motorcycles racing past my window tonight.
Yeah. Remember in Creed when Creed ran and the motorcycles were behind him? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Doing the wheelies.
Do you think I cried during that part? Do you think I cried during that part, Santi?
Yes.
I think you were just wiping the tears away from the
yes.
previous part.
Anything makes me cry at this point. I'm like at the point where I cry. Yeah. I don't know. I watched something the other day, and I was just like, I'm not going to cry during this. This is way too on the nose.
Not the Bruce Springsteen movie. Something else?
Bruce Springsteen movie. I was bawling my
yeah.
eyes out. I didn't want to say what these things are, because
okay,
Mike's going to make fun of me. Because he's an old-fashioned bully.
Won't let him do that.
He's an old-fashioned bully. Hey, right,
you know,
Mike?
He's the old-fashioned hot dog. Remember that?
Yeah. What was that?
It was a commercial for hot dogs. It was like, whatever it was, the name of it. If it was Tom's Hot Dogs, it'd be like, Tom's is the old-fashioned
The old-fashioned hot dog.
Look it up, I promise. It's a
I'm going to look up old-fashioned hot dog.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned.
Jingle.
Hot dogs.
Is it like, it sounds like Tom's.
Let's see. Wait. There are no jingles anymore either. You know what I mean? Like, the idea of a jingle
that, like,
is a thing that, like, doesn't
yeah,
exist
that,
anymore.
Like, Barry Manilow. I
actually thought...
You better write a jingle for this.
Jingle.
What's that, Santi?
I saw a recent Tide ad that was musical. Like, all of the people were singing, and it was kind of like a jingle, and it was very jarring because you rarely see those anymore. It was strange.
Just imagine the day that somebody walked in.
Got the creative.
And they walked into the creative, and they're just like, mm-hmm. I came up with an idea. I got this Kit Kat account. We're going to do a blues. We're going to do a blues jam for Kit Kat. Just like,
that's sick.
Give me a break. It's like, there's like harmonica in there when you hear like, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. It's like, are we sure this is what we want to associate Kit Kat with? Some weird like, some weird crummy blues thing.
Mm-hmm. The scat was left on the cutting room floor. They had a scat there.
Is this the thing?
I don't know.
Hot dogs, armor hot dogs. What kind of kids eat armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids,
even kids.
Oh, Jesus, wow, that did. That is a blast from the past.
It aged beautifully.
That is a blast in the worst possible way. It is amazing to get a little hate speech in there. Like, it was like one step away from like actual slurs.
They're like, selling like pig parts. It's like
hot dog commercial.
Look at our, you know, those epithet deleted kids of yours.
That's horrifying.
Let's put them, we put this stuff in a tube.
Hot dogs. He said like sissy kids.
I know.
Can you believe that that's like,
yeah.
Hey, they all like hot dogs. No, it's true.
Well, look at
it's
him
true.
Go.
Like
look at
dogs.
Him go.
Oh, my God. That a company was just like, yes, that's it. Is there any way we could get the N-word into it?
Oh, my God.
That's almost where they're at, right?
And they and someone
horrifying.
Goes, Nathan's? And they're like, no.
And also, is this the greatest advertisement for Nathan's when you see the that hot dog thing on 4th of July?
Oh, with like Spider, what's his name? What's that guy's
Spider
name?
Spider Savage?
No, the, what's the guy's name who's
Joey
the,
Pepitone? Joey Chestnut? Eddie
Pepitone? No, there's Joey Chestnut, but there's a guy, like, I want to say Kobayashi? Spider or something. No, he's the Japanese guy who wets the buns, which is the most disgusting thing I've ever thought about.
Joey Chestnut kind of makes sure he's got a full mouth of water before he jams those hot dogs down.
Are you
down.
Sure that there's no competitive eater named Spider or something? Or, like, Mr. Spiders?
There's a Mike is saying
oh
there's a woman.
Oh, my God.
Serving. Let's see. Competitive eating. Biter.
Oh, this is it, by the way. The cons is the old fest. This is it.
Competitive eating. And you know what came up when I typed a spider? Oh, that's worse. No, that's, the thing I played was like hate speech.
At least they're not like, even your stupid gay kid don't
like
it.
A hot dog, yeah. Just an old-fashioned hot dog. Well, that's Paul Williams. That's Paul Williams wrote that
or
song.
Or Randy Newman.
Well, it's definitely Paul Williams wrote that.
All right.
But I typed in competitive eating spider. You know, Spider-Man.
Is a guy dressed up
watch
like Spider-Man?
Do competitive. He pulls his mask up a little bit.
It's like spider or legs. Hold on.
What if I organize competitive eating, but it's not hot dogs? What, you know, actually, at one point, what I wanted to do
what
on the show.
What would it be?
There was a point. This is an early Best Show thing. I don't think we ever talked about on the air. We were going to do John Benjamin and Sam Cedar. We're going to have a contest where they could see who could eat a steak dinner. And it was going to be just like all of the, like a full thing just of like starting with like a salad. A salad, steak dinner with baked potato, cream spinach, and then a piece of cheesecake. And then another salad would come out after you finish the cheesecake. Then they bring a salad back out. And then you go, and like, they were both just, I remember John Benjamin was just like, oh, I'll do that.
And then Air America found out and they're like,
yeah, they're like,
we're not, we don't want to give that impression.
Air America is just like, we're going to lose the election.
Yeah. We're going to lose every election.
Yeah, I think Kerry's going to lose.
Crazy Legs Conti.
Crazy
I
Legs
found
Conti.
It, I think.
What's his name?
Justin Thomas,
the Black Widow.
Oh, that's the woman that Mike was hollering about?
She's also known as the leader of the Four Horsemen of the Esophagus.
That's funny.
What? That's pretty funny.
That's good.
Yeah. What if I organized competitive eating, but it was like lasagna?
I would
like
win.
Really the
I would
heaviest.
Win.
Imagine the heaviest.
So Easter, basically.
Yeah, Easter.
It's
exactly.
Called Easter.
It's called Easter.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You just eat as fast as you can,
I
as
mean,
much as you can.
The answer is when and where.
So you, caller, Asante.
Yes.
You were talking about what now? What got us to this point? I think Julie mentioned the hot dog. I think maybe
yeah, it was Julie's.
Sorry,
a hot dog got mentioned, and we went. That's not even a rabbit
we
hole.
We learned about all
Wait,
the different kinds
question,
of
though.
Kids that were bullied.
Julie versus Garfield in the lasagna eating contest.
All right, that's enough. You know
yeah,
what? I can
on.
Joke about
there's
my
a, there's a line
my overeating, but it's a little.
Well, I think Garfield would win.
Fine,
he's insane.
All right, you win.
But then I actually will say this though.
Yeah.
You're insulting Julie to think she can't out-eat a cat. I mean, all things considered, Garfield is a cat.
Taking the biggest step
it's a
back
human
from
being.
This. This
no,
is not
a I'm just saying, I'm not taking this out. I'm saying this guy proposed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't propose. I would never propose this. You know that.
That I would lose a con.
Or that you would. I would never say, hey, Julie, what about you versus Garfield in an lasagna eating contest?
Remember,
who'd win that?
Remember, like, in the 90s where every guy I knew was like, who would win in a fight, Danzig versus Rollins? And I was like, why is this the only thing we're allowed to talk
yeah,
about?
Fighting?
I don't
winning,
know, just that
winning.
Specific. Like, I just feel like I've heard that so many times.
And I do want to apologize to Nick Naney, the comedian Nick Naney. I said I talked about him, whether I could beat him in a fight or not, and that's not. I didn't need to do that.
I don't mind that. I just like the Rollins versus Danzig thing. Like, has like captured the imagination of just like this. Like,
well, first
seven...
of all, Rollins would win that. That's not
would
even
he?
Close. Yeah,
I do remember that photo of Danzig with his cat litter, and I.
Well, do you remember?
I like that a lot.
Well, do you remember when Danzig, when the guy punched him and he went down like a
look?
Bag
of course, Rollins would win.
Yeah,
there's no contest.
Marla. Tell your children not to walk my way. That's a good karaoke one. Mother, yeah. Right?
He was
not afraid to did a lie.
Sluggish.
So if you want to raise hell with me, because you can just go low on it, and everybody can sing low.
Phone it
like
in.
That. Santi, do you have a karaoke song you like to do?
One time I did Time Is On My Side by the Stones,
mm-hmm.
And right before I did it, a woman in the front said to me, you better sing. So I addressed it all to her. Like
good.
That, come on, baby, you're going to come around. And I know that whole, like, middle bit.
Yeah, so you spooked her. You gave her the business from the stage.
Yeah, she set me right up. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's too earnest for, I feel like, my group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be interested. I feel like I always go too earnest. It's like Dancing Queen, Time Is On My Side.
Well,
take on me.
Okay, so you want something fun? Then you want Take On
yeah.
Me is more fun than those songs, right?
It is. Yeah.
Let's think. He wants a more fun karaoke song.
Werewolves of London.
Yeah. Where? What about Werewolves of London? Would that work for you? Is that too fun?
That
too
is?
Much fun? The howling? Can you do the howling?
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah.
What about No New Tale to Tell?
By Love
and
Rockets.
Rockets.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh,
that's a,
I don't know
that's
that
like
one.
A sing along.
No,
kind of like,
no, tale to tell. No, no, tale to tell.
It goes like that.
What about yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
What about Epic by Faith No More?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Can you do that one? Can you feel it? See it? Vivid today with the balls out. It's like there was that stretch where every non like
yeah.
like when like,
yeah.
he's like. Non-hip-hop rapper
like
things.
Anthony,
just like, can you feel it? See it? Feel it today?
Like
everybody had
Anthony
like...
Anthony Kiedis is like sucking
yeah.
the words in, sort of?
Yeah,
like...
kind of. Because then it's just like, because it's like, rock me Amadeus, Amadeus. And he's like, because
mm-hmm.
he rapped like that. Well, Falco was...
Staccato, like,
was
sort of. But yeah, it was sort of strange, but they were, yeah.
I love Falco. I love the song Sound of Music by Falco. Edie Falco and Falco.
Let's be like a female Falco cover band.
I'm going to look for Falco. Falco seems like one of those people that... Is Falco dead? I think Falco died. Pretty sure Falco. Falco was, it says. Falco was.
Oh,
so
that's
Falco's
a shame.
No longer with us. Yeah, you could do Epic. But the Epic, you're going to have to stand there for a while the piano plays it. That's one of those ones where you get to
dance.
Stand
It'd
there.
It'd be fun if you dance, though.
Yeah, flop Take around On like Me a has a really long solo as well.
You flop around like a fish.
You flop around like a fish. What about pulling muscles from the shell?
That's
a good one.
That's
yeah.
a fun
right?
one.
If you wanted to make a real commitment, you could do Squeeze songs like mm-hmm. Up the Junction would
I
be
love
such
that.
A commitment.
That is...
Yeah.
That's the I Knew a Boy Named Frank Mills of, pop. I don't know.
It's like what you call it.
It's a story.
It's like 1 week by Bare Naked Ladies.
It's like 1 week.
1 week.
By Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week.
It's like...
You've seen me do that at karaoke.
It's wonderful.
Maybe I'll do Cool for Cats.
It's yep. Cool for Cats.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dumbo?
Imagine this.
Hey. Es beginnt in einem Wald, alle Rechte sind bezahlt und es endet doch da. Good.
I love it
so
much.
Good. He's so cool.
Santi, you feel covered? Mm-hmm. You're gonna do you got some songs to do now?
I have plenty.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
You have a great
Thanks
night.
Thanks for the help, guys.
Bye-bye.
Just an old-fashioned love song. Best show. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, hey, world. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. This is Nick calling from Pasadena.
Nick from Pasadena. What's up, Nick?
Hey, well, first of all, I just wanted to say hi to you and also to Julie and see if you're both having a good night.
Hi, Nick.
I'm having a great night.
So far, so good.
Julie Klausner's here, the funniest that ever was.
I like to be here so much.
I totally agree. I'm a huge fan
Thank
of
you.
Difficult people.
Oh, thanks.
I did call about karaoke, but when you started talking about competitive eating, if you're not horrified by that topic, I wanted to ask if either of you had seen the 30 for 30 on...
There's a 30 for 30 about one of the eaters?
It is about Kobayashi, yeah, and I have to first admit that I have not seen it all the way through. I was exposed to it when I was... eating myself at a restaurant, and it was playing on the television.
That is funny.
Which was quite horrifying.
Expands the definition of what sports can be.
Well, the whole point of 30 for 30 was that they made 30 of them.
Is that true?
30 documentaries for the 30th anniversary of ESPN.
I never even thought of that. I knew that they had to be 30 minutes, but then the OJ one was like 7 hours. So it means nothing.
It just meant 30 documentaries.
Got it.
To commemorate the 30th anniversary of ESPN.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with the length of it.
Got it.
But now
they've exceeded the number.
They just keep making it, but they're like, we do another 30 for 30.
Yeah. Just call it Who Cares.
Yeah. And I got to sit and watch a thing about Kobayashi. Right? I can't watch it. You watched it. Where'd you watch it? In a restaurant?
Yeah. It was like a lunch eatery. And I was excited because I had heard about it. And part of me really wanted to watch it. But... I could not watching it. And I also had no control over the TV.
Yeah. What is up with these places? First of all, it goes without saying, all these places with TVs that don't need TVs.
Are the best restaurants.
Yeah, like great restaurants.
I only eat at a restaurant with a television.
But like when they're just like, we should add a TV.
Yeah.
You know what would be great in here? A TV. So they add these TVs, a loud TV. Or a one that's on mute and they just have the have the closed caption. But
hold on, mute would have been great because I could have ignored it.
I'm talking right now. I'm talking. Right?
What's that?
Yep.
Ratso Rizzo?
That's a thing from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when he goes.
Oh God, that's the best. That's the best. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best.
So he goes. So I'm in a place. Well, I was wondering. You go to these places and you go to a restaurant, and you ever see they leave like Food Network on, and you watch like better food on television than what
that's
slop you're eating. It's like
so dumb.
Who's running this restaurant to be just like? Well, we'll put on the TV. It's like really delicious looking food, and it will bring you out garbage.
I have a dentist that has a TV that is always on the Food Network.
Humble brag much.
When they're doing... No, what is that? That I have a dentist? Or that my dentist has a television?
Your dentist has a TV.
I bought him that TV with these chompers.
When Julie was talking about her dentist and the TV.
What are you doing, Johnny Carson again?
Who she thinks she is? Her dentist has a TV. Whoa.
Do it with Carson.
Oops,
yeah, there we go.
Julie Klausner. May Julie Klausner's dentists
always have it.
Put
yeah.
the television
the chew.
On
the chew.
On the chew.
He has the chew on, yeah. and it's so gross to have. Like we're making a corn salad.
Yeah, it's like when you're at a dentist, it's like he's there to fix the things that
it's so,
stuff has gone.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't watch.
Let's
yeah.
not focus on the mouth in any way at the dentist.
Right.
So what were you going to say? Before I clipped your wings?
I was just going to say that if it's on mute, at least you can look away, but the sounds of the chomping and the soaking of buns, which is, Julie, what reminded me of that story when you said that.
What if I did an ASMR video?
Kobayashi ASMR.
Just wet hot dog
I
buns.
I just wanted to say quickly before you expound
yes, okay.
or expand.
Yes, I'm about to get
water.
Ready.
That my dentist works out of a Best Buy, so he's okay, not that
sure.
fancy.
Okay. Well, that
I see him on the floor, and then
yeah.
he's got a few, actually.
Yeah.
Now, so, Kobayashi ASMR.
It would be like this. It would be like... Gotta move this away. They would yeah. not have that on
okay.
an ASMR video. The last thing they'd have would be a windscreen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, buddy. You have
thank
a great
you.
Night. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Jeff from Durham, North Carolina. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. You sound like you're having a fun night tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. I'm glad I got to listen to the show live with Julia.
Hi.
Always a good time. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Somebody said that my Mike Patton sounds like Alf. First of all,
how angry would Willie be?
Who was
Mike
here,
Patton?
Who was here last week?
Willie.
Who was in studio with me last week? Was talking about Alf. Who I can't even remember anymore. Mike, Brett Daniels, and Sally Burtnick
mm-hmm.
was here.
Yes,
Sally's very funny. Brett's very funny. But we talked about Alf
and how angry Willie. Willie's on the list, right?
But Brett was pushing.
People?
He's definitely on the angriest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brett was pushing for somebody to mail me a full size, like an Alf, a professional Alf puppet.
That would be amazing.
To see if I could reboot Alf on the radio.
And?
I'd do it in a second. I haven't heard a peep. Mm. No one's got an Alf puppet, apparently. I almost cursed again. I almost said nobody's got a bleeping Alf puppet out there. I really almost said. So, what if Alf did an ASMR video? It might sound like this.
Hey, it's me, Al. I want to talk to the cats. I'm going to dip the cat
no!
into the water.
Don't miss.
Dip the cat into the water. And makes it easier to eat the cat.
That's not true. I have to say, oh my god.
On Melmac, we eat the cats. On Melmac, we eat the cats. We dip in the water. You dip the cat in the water.
No, no, I'm not doing that.
I like that you said that Alf wouldn't really
no, I don't
go
believe
through
he
with
would
it.
Ever eat a cat.
That he would be like, I'm not hungry.
He's just kind of beg off in a way. It's like, well, no, I just ate a cat. I just ate a cat before you guys got here. Oh, you like two cats today.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't possibly.
Yeah. Finally, somebody comes in. You eat that cat. You eat a cat right in front of me.
Willie's got
or Willie gets
problems.
It. Or Willie gets it. Do you think Willie, do you think they tried to write in like Willie with like gambling problems on the show?
Sure,
like,
they tried to explore his darkness.
Yes.
He was in all that jazz.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one of the, he was the director of the.
I think he was one of the suits because yes. Lithgow was the competitive director.
That's
he was
right.
supposed to be like Hal Prince.
That's right. He was the, yeah, when they were doing the. So Willie from Alf was there when they did the erotic airline routine.
Yeah, and
he was in the
room.
For
I
that.
Think so.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on it.
Don't quote her on that, guys.
Put it on my IMDb quote.
I don't want to see somebody better not do it. A poster of all that jazz where they have a quote from Julie that says Willie from Alf is in the scene with the erotic airline. Julie Klausner. Difficult people.
Actually, that's all I want right now is
it's
a full-size poster of that quote.
It just has that quote.
I would love that.
No one is
going to
make that.
I'd be so happy.
No one is going to make
that. Of course
they
will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
They just won't. So, caller again. Who's this now?
Jeff.
Jeff, what's going on tonight, Jeff?
Not much. All I really had to add there was I was terrified of Alf as a child and still, as an adult, pops up unexpectedly a lot.
What got you the kind of like
physical appearance,
the nose, the way he has like rings on his nose, like the way he's got like literally his nose is
like
segmented.
He looked like Rodney Danger. Was he fashioned after? I imagine that he was.
Alf does not look cuddly at all,
but he looks like Rodney Dangerfield. I was saying
I would want to touch the swoosh of hair. He's got like Donald Trump hair. Alf has like
I want
that.
To give him a hug,
but he seems matted. The rest of his fur seems matted.
Alf,
yeah.
I don't know. He seems like
naughty, very naughty.
He seems warm and kind and like a nice hugger.
I still want to hug Detective Pikachu.
Of course, you can do both.
I mean, Detective Pikachu seems soft.
Well, he seems soft, and he seems like he's very excited to be hugged.
He drinks coffee.
Like black or?
He's just like, I like coffee.
That's funny.
He's got these little coffee cups.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, Jeff, anything else?
Yeah, no, I was calling. Well, first, I have a Kid Rock story to share.
Let's hear it.
You were mentioning earlier that he grew up as the son of a car dealership magnate.
Yes.
As it so happens, I grew up in Metro Detroit, and my grandfather was a parts manager at a car dealership, and I can't remember exactly if it was one that Kid Rock's father owned
Richie
or
was
one
the
of
last
their competitors.
Name.
But
Richie. That was the last name. Bob.
His name was literally Richie Rich.
Is his name is
his,
Bob.
He
name
was,
name.
Kid Rock was literally
he was
the
Richie
son
Rich.
Of Richie Rich.
Yes. Yeah. So your grandfather might have worked for the competitor.
Either worked for Kid Rock's father or for one of his competitors, yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, my grandmother will still come across Kid Rock on TV now and again and just say, oh, look, it's Bill Ritchie's boy. He's doing well.
There, yeah, that's so your grandmother's still tracking that. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's the only endearing thing I can think of about
Your grandmother?
Kid Rock.
Yeah, that's kind of mean. You don't like your grandmother? I don't like my grandmother. I liked one of my grandmothers. The other one, not so much.
Do you ever pit them against each other at Christmas?
I wish I could. None of them are with us anymore. But one grandmother, not good.
You've talked about her before.
Not a fan.
So, yeah, she's mean.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So I know we're running up on time, but if you have time to do a karaoke.
Oh, absolutely.
Consult here,
what are you like? What kind of things do you like?
Well, it's been a while since I've done karaoke.
Just
but
give me three things that you like.
What did you do? It's been a while. By
there we go.
Sting.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah. No,
look at that photograph. Do that one.
Is that...
That's Nickelback.
What's that? Right. That's a genre you like, right?
I do. I love that, yeah.
Yeah, but rock is that... No, not rock music. The, like, you know...
New metal.
Porn. Yeah, is that...
No, they don't fit that. Okay. No, they don't fit that. Stained more... Nickelback, definitely not. Stained...
Okay.
So go ahead, Jeff, you want to do... What's a karaoke song you've scored with before?
My big hit used to be, you're talking about Bare Naked Ladies earlier, not 1 week, but The Old Apartment by Bare Naked Ladies. Go with a bit of a deep cut.
Hold on a second. I'm supposed to sit in a karaoke room with you, and you're breaking out like an album track from the Bare Naked Ladies?
It was a single.
It was just off one of their, you know. Tom just crumpled something up and threw it across the room. You made
him angry. I did Drive In Saturday, David Bowie, and that's one that people don't know. I love that one.
I like that one a lot.
But it's still like you're playing with the one that people are like, oh, I don't know that one. But you are doing that for Bare Naked Ladies, not David Bowie. So give me what would you picture yourself doing up there that would get it? What type of reaction would you want to get from everybody?
Be unexpected, I think. Do you want people to see that coming?
Do you want people to be moved by your performance?
Slightly moved. Can you just tell me three things
you like that don't have anything to do with music?
I'm sorry, what?
Could you just tell me three things that you like that have nothing to do with music that are just, like, your personality?
Oh, gosh. See here, I like... podcasts and politics and
me and Bobby next. Where did Tom go? Keep talking.
Podcasts and politics and movies. I don't know. I'm a pop culture guy.
Okay. Well, what era movies? Like the 80s?
Been kind of on like a 60s, kind of a 60s horror suspense thriller streak kind of lately.
Like what?
It was the 40s, but we watched, we finally got around to watching Rebecca on Friday night.
Hitchcock.
Yeah, so kind of that noir, gothic, thriller type thing.
What about Bela Lugosi's Dead? What about that? I don't know if that's a karaoke track. What about, I'm trying to think of like a party starter. What about Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood? Is that a bad suggestion? Cruel Summer, Bananarama.
That's a good one.
What about Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears? That one's good. That one's like chorus-y. Everyone can like join in on that.
That's a good one. That always goes well.
I feel like Queen is like end of the night stuff. Like you don't want to like kick off with.
Yeah. And you also, like, yeah, because you'll burn your voice out also. You'll blow your voice out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a limited range too. That's why Bare Naked Ladies was a good fit. I got like the range.
I don't think you should sing Bare Naked Ladies anymore. I don't think you should do that anymore.
Yeah. You can retire that one.
Oh yeah. No.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I appreciate your candor.
What if you did...
And Ebb.
Ebb and Cantor, yes. The composers. Mm-hmm. I get it. I got it. So, you feel covered, Jeff?
Yeah. I think I got a list here. I got some stuff to... I got some research to do.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
All right.
Mike, we should have gotten Mike to select some karaoke songs for people. The dirges he does at karaoke.
The best. What is it?
But come in here. I don't know what that. I can't understand you.
The one that the Volkswagen commercial one?
Yeah, that's
how it's called. You know what he's talking about.
Do. Like in the 80s. Oh, Trio?
Is that the name of the group?
Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. That one? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the Trio were great. They had a song called Boom Boom, which is so good.
What's that?
Well, I went a little something like...
Let me see if
I
can
find it.
I can't believe he's got this all on his touch here.
Yeah, Mike. I don't have to tell you, man. I'm moving at the speed of light. That's why I was looking for Leonard Cohen karaoke. That'd be a good one with you, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I could see that.
Right?
Power song.
Or the one.
Suzanne.
That's on.
I don't like the early ones. I like the later ones.
What's the one that's
You don't like the early ones?
No, I like the later.
Hold on, your mic's not on. But you just don't
the
like
future
the
future and
yeah, you don't like the ones from the his masterpieces as you don't like those are the ones that just you
I like some of his early ones, but it's a little I like when he went funny. Okay. Got a little more funny. He was trying to be Bob Dylan early on.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Who wasn't? Remember Trio, Mike? Wait for this commercial to end and I'll remind you what they sounded like. You ever hear this song?
No.
So good. Trio was so good.
How long did they last? I was listening to some 80s compilation thing.
I don't know. They said they had this one great album.
Mm-hmm.
So they had that. Then they had this is the one you're talking about that you used to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like this one? Right?
Yeah, this is all over well. Everybody can get into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got to also hope the room has this one, though. That's the risk.
Yeah, that's true.
You come in prepared, and then... So it's also a good thing to do is search the name of the karaoke place, see what songs they have. You can always go online and see if they have certain songs before you walk in there.
Do you do that?
Things, I have, yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be like... I know the thing I can't wait to sing, and then they don't have it. Do you know this one, Mike? By Trio? Anna? The song?
Wait. Anna. Oh, Anna.
No.
Bertha.
Uh-huh.
Bertha.
Where were they from?
Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Oh, Bertha.
I was just going to say.
That's good stuff, man.
They've got that droll German thing
they
going.
Had it figured out.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you didn't even like the dog in... Once upon a
no,
time.
No, I said the dog may be the
he
best
thing.
He said it
was the best thing, but he said it in a way that he didn't like the rest of it.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they given him something else to do except eat
No spoilers!
Except eat dog food, I think he was saying.
Yeah, I was going to say eat dog food.
Oh, okay. That's I was worried you were going to say the thing that, that is...
No.
And I know what you're saying. I do imagine it's harder now than ever to avoid spoilers, but I do...
Yeah.
You don't like this song? Like it's another one.
Another Mitch Ryder song?
No. Steve Perkins.
It's
a cover of Neil Diamond, Kentucky Woman.
Kentucky Woman, she shines in her own kind of light.
This is Deep Purple?
Yeah. She looks at you once in a day. You didn't like that? You don't like that song, huh?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, there's one you didn't like. And you really don't like this? You don't like this song? Good garage rock like this? High quality garage rock. Seems this world got you down. Imagine you listen to CBS FM. Harry Harrison would play this, Mike. Imagine Ron Lundy just played this.
Oh, my God.
Right?
This is Paul Revere?
I don't know. Would you like it?
It's all right. I don't like the background vocals. No, I don't like this.
You don't like this part?
I don't like the guy singing in the background.
Okay, well, I guess maybe you could I almost cursed again. I almost cursed. I was going to tell you, go produce your own bleeping record.
It's a cheesy quality.
Yeah. Yeah, the harmonies. You're right. It's what were they thinking, right, with all those harmonies?
I listen to the, like, old Dean Martin, and they all have that those cheesy background vocals. Uh-huh. There's some good songs, but they're all ruined with that stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, I guess. You didn't like, and you really didn't like You Keep Me Hanging On.
Yeah, I know this song. Yeah, it's all right.
Come on. But I played 9 songs and you've liked 8 of them.
Uh-huh. Is this during the antenna scene?
No, this is during the... This is the showdown, man.
The antenna scene. This is funny. It's very shady. What a shady thing to say.
Yeah. All right. Look, you didn't like
the antenna scene.
I know, Mike. You've got highbrow. I'm lowbrow.
You think if you saw it again, you'd like it, or you just are like, I'm
no,
not
you'd really,
do
no,
that.
Really.
It was too long. Did you stay for the? I even stayed for the little ad at the end.
Of course.
Did you see the ad?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I did. Right?
See, the place was empty when I was the only one left watching it.
Yeah, and I stayed for the very end after the credits play. Samuel L. Jackson and Nick Fury comes out, and he tells Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio they're in the Avengers.
I missed that part.
Uh-huh.
I didn't stay that long.
Well, that's a joke. Julie doesn't know what that is. That's when you watch these Marvel movies.
I've had too much White Claw.
You sit. This is what these Marvel movies are like, Julie. You show up.
Is that like?
You sit there.
I'm gonna say like if that so and so comedian gives you the White Claw. What? What? I just came back from Montreal. I got the White Claw from, I don't know, Bo Burnham. Okay. Or, anyway, what? I'm sorry. Tell me I'm sorry. Yeah, right. I'm a little...
No, that's fine.
Sorry.
That's fine. No,
tell me the thing.
I was going to say, you go to a Marvel movie.
Oh, boy.
And you watch a thing. It's 2 hours long.
Oh, boy.
And then the credits start. And then after like 2 minutes into the credits, they'll have like a two-minute scene where like it'll be like a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make you sit for 6 more minutes. You have to watch everyone who did special effects on this movie rolling through literally 10 million names roll by. And then there's a scene at the very end of that, like, that you have to, like, wait. And sometimes you're just like, what? I sat here for nine more minutes.
And it's like an Easter egg. It's not like a...
Exactly. It'll be just kind of like a thing that teases something that could happen 2 years from now.
It's not a cliffhanger that's, like, important plot-wise.
You'd be like, oh, what's that going to be? It'd be like if somebody's, like, in the shadows, and you're like, what's that?
Right. That's annoying.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a business proposition. Me and Julie doing commentaries for all the Marvel Universe movies.
Do you hate them as much as I do?
Oh, I hate them. Yeah.
That might be a good...
Yeah. We just
and look,
there,
you know, AP might .bandcamp. If you give me 50% of whatever you're pulling in, I'm up for it. Okay. I am unemployed.
Okay.
So, yes.
Right. So, Mike.
But we should start with one before we, like, commit to
any.
I don't know if I can handle, like.
Before you sign up for the full.
I walked out of Iron Man, and I remember, I think he was eating a Burger King hamburger at a press conference, and I leaned over to my friend Nate, and I said, I can't do this anymore. And I walked out and I went into, I remember the theater next door, it was like a multiplex. They were showing Maid of Honor with Patrick Dempsey. And it was like a romance, M-A-D-E of Honor. Mm-hmm. And that started and I watched like 10 minutes of it. And I said to myself, I can't do this. So I just sat quietly in the lobby and waited for both movies to end.
So you rather would look at nothing.
And I don't even think like I had any like, you know, my cell phone was lousy or my reception was bad. And I just sat quiet. It was like when your grandfather would just like sit in the car and read or just do nothing while you were like.
So you just decided to go sit and.
I chose nothing instead. Yeah.
You were staring. You just decided to go stare at like a
carpet or
like a, like a Fred Claus poster. Remember Fred Claus?
No.
Vince Vaughn was.
Was
Santa,
he?
Wasn't it Fred Claus? Vince Vaughn took over for Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
You know what this stuff is, right? Yeah, you know.
Was that Tim Allen, or that's a different thing?
I think that was the Santa Claus.
It's funny when you say, I think it was, and you definitely know it was.
100%.
You do that. You've done that in ways that are funny.
It's what dumb people do when they try to, they don't want people to know that all they've memorized
it's
dumb
every
stuff.
Every pop culture thing, and like, they haven't read a Shakespeare book.
They have a functioning...
Or play.
I can have a functioning conversation about Fred Claus. So I just act like I'm not entirely
sure.
I think it was Vince Vaughn.
I think according to them,
I think Paul Giamatti was Santa Claus in that one.
And then you say things like, it's so random, and it's not random.
I don't know. Guys, I don't know. And, like, I can't believe no one else is like, yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Someone throws a football at your head.
I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, you want to tell everybody about apmike.bandcamp.com one last time?
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody who, people have been very generous. They've given more than the requested amount for the song. So.
And they're really, people are getting good feedback on
it's been interesting. I either get complete silence from people. Mm-hmm. Where I get people who say they like it. I posted it on Facebook as a few pages about where I grew up, you know. I wanted to see their reaction. They liked it, you know. And, and a lot of people remember doing certain things that I describe in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that went over well. But, yeah, it's that silence I'm curious.
Has there been a demand for, like, a live version of it, of you at the Bell House for, like...
No, actually, a friend of mine goes to open mic things. And then he was down in Neptune City, and he's like, oh, why don't you get up and do that? I'm like, are you crazy?
That would be a good name for you. Could call it Open Mic.
Well, that
you
would
could
be,
call
that,
it Open Mic.
See, that's a Karnak joke. It would be like, Open Mic. Like, what happens when you get to masses?
But you'd have to have three.
When you're at masses.
Yes.
When you're knocking on the door at masses at 9 a.m. Like, what you say when you're knocking on the door at 6 a.m.
Oh, is it?
6 a.m. It'd be like, Open Mic.
It has
open
to be
mic.
Three things.
But not for that one. Well, that one he would do.
We just do one?
He'd do one.
Well, it was a small card he puts on his forehead.
I am.
He's probably killed a woman, I think. Johnny Carson. I bet he's killed at least one woman. I mean, I think of, like, that scene. This is not a spoiler. But that scene where, like, it's like, you know, Brad Pitt and maybe there's, like, you know, maybe he killed his wife. It's like Johnny Carson is definitely, like, harpooned someone. Or...
They could get away with it back then.
Easily!
Yeah. What about the Bruce Lee? Apparently Bruce Lee fans are angry at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have you seen any of that stuff?
Well, jeepers. I hope they can get over
I hope everyone on the internet is happy with
it. I was like, wow.
They're in my thoughts.
That was an angle I didn't see people attacking
Bruce
the movie.
Bruce Lee fans are in my thoughts. You know? I hope they can get past through these tragic
their
times.
Their hero is trashed.
Yeah.
So they're up in arms.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Now, Julie Klausner, you are the funniest.
Thanks. You are the funniest. This is my favorite thing to do.
Well, it's my favorite thing to do.
Come here to New
also.
Jersey and talk to you.
Yes, it's my favorite too. And people can always find you at what? At
Arby's.
At Arby's.
Texting John Benjamin and be like, can I get a discount? Yeah. Do you have a code or something?
Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
We've got the meats.
Oh, I thought we were doing Curb Your Enthusiasm. Bum,
bum. No.
John Benjamin does those ads now.
He does.
That must be nice.
I got to get a piece of that Arby's money.
I mean, you can't eat anything on that menu. There's no vegetarian
option at Arby's.
They might
have a fish sandwich or something. They might have a fish sandwich
There's
at Arby's.
There's no way that their fish doesn't have beef in it.
It's just like, our fish.
Yeah.
Our fish, like, fish is in quotes. The way we catch our fish is we shove a cow into a lake.
Exactly.
And then we pull them out. It's legally fish
it's
then.
It's like when the Pope called a capybara a fish so you could eat it during Lent.
Because we
it's like,
fished
that's
the cow
a
out.
Beaver.
Yeah. Capybara.
Please.
Well, people can find you at Julie Klausner.
Yes. Sure. Yes.
And at Arby's.
And at Arby's. Yeah. When I'm hungry.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you for having me on the
show.
Thank
you for coming.
Sorry if
on
I was sluggish or dopey. I
what?
Had a couple of
it's the best.
My coronas.
You don't worry. This was so much fun.
Good.
Thanks.
I'm happy to be here.
Best show will be back next week, everybody. Have a great night.
Play from within yourself, babe. Not good as you want to be now, babe. Hum, baby, hum. Let's go, baby. Hum, hum it in there, babe. Come on, focus, babe. Center yourself, babe. Come on, babe. Hum there, babe. Hum, babe. Feel good.
Hello,
babe.
My
yes,
mahalo.
Come on, baby. Hum, baby. Come on, hum. Attaboy. Let's go, babe. Come.
Super epic beginning of the song. Super epic ending. here we go.
I'm warning you with peace and love, I have too much to do.
Move it on up.
There were many highlights of that night, but I'll never forget rapping with Ice-T. I actually surprised myself, I wasn't bad.
And then one of the meanest guitar riffs ever. Here we go.